From 4-3 Phantoms there, Pogansky has it, he shoots and scores! Austin Pogansky finds the puck and puts it home! Now the Storm get a turnover though at the top of the zone. Berger is holding, trying to find Hutchison, shot, score! Nick Hutchison, first of the season! Now another shot for McMurphy and he scores! Ryan McMurphy, his second goal of the game, a shorthanded goal! And the Storm take a 5-1 lead. Now here comes Wilkie on a breakaway. Wilkie to the center. He shoots and scores. Chris Wilkie, a breakaway goal. Ties it at 1 for the Storm. Taken away by Youngstown breakaway. J.J. Pickenich all alone. He shoots. Save Johansson. Curry back to Berger with a shot and he scores. Chase Berger, second goal of the weekend. Leaves it for Lebowski. Here's a 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance. He scores! Dan Lebowski's first of the season! The Storm have a 5-4 lead. What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski.
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Sheffrin here with you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. It's Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm start the month of March. A whole bunch of home games for the Storm in this month. And that starts this weekend, Tri-City hosting the Fargo Force both tonight and tomorrow on Sunday afternoon, 3:05 start tomorrow, a normal 7:05 start here tonight at the Vieira Event Center. Tonight, I Love Country Night with bacon and beer specials here at the Vieira Event Center, but right now we're inside our Vieira Wireless pregame show. Vieira Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and Vieira Event Center. Get more with Vieira Wireless today. Visit us at Vieira.com. Storm and Fargo Force, the first meeting between these two teams of the season. They've each played one game this week, had differing results. Fargo, a couple days ago on Wednesday, played Sioux City and got a win in overtime. The Force, only their seventh win of the season, but they defeat Sioux City in overtime. Very quality win. Andrew Zerbin scores an overtime goal, only his second goal of the season, to give Fargo that win earlier this week against Sioux City. Tri-City last night in Lincoln to take on the Stars for the seventh time this year. Tri-City had a 3-1 lead after one. Three goals in the first period, shorthanded goals for both Austin Pogansky and Nick Hutchison. Then Dan Lebowski scored his sixth goal of the season. Storm had a 3-1 lead after one, but never scored for the rest of the game. Lincoln got one in the second and three in the third, and the Stars defeated Tri-City on one night ago, 5-3. Those two teams will have one more meeting this season on April 5th to close the season here at the Vieira Event Center. Now the Storm taking on the Force tonight. It's the first of four meetings between these two teams this month. Two here at the Vieira Event Center, and two later in the month on March 28th and 29th in Fargo. This is a streak here for the Storm. Starting tonight, Tri-City will have seven consecutive home games, with two here against Fargo this weekend, two against Muskegon, one against Sioux City, and then two against Green Bay. So a lot of home games here for the Storm coming up in this month of March, and lot to look forward to here tonight in the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Should be a good one between Tri-City and Fargo. First meeting of the year between these two. We will take a break and we'll come back with the Best Western Plus behind enemy lines and the Coach's Corner next on the Breeze 94.5.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force first meeting of the season tonight at the Viero Event Center. Get started at 7:05. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit Viero.com. Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force, let's go behind enemy lines. Presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off of the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Well, tonight we'll look at Tyler Hines. Hines, the leading scorer this season for the Fargo Force, has 23 points total. Seven of those have come with Fargo. He's only played in 10 games for the Force since coming over from Omaha. Hines was put on waivers by the Lancers, picked up by Fargo, and now with his 23 points, he leads the team. 5 goals and 2 assists in the 10 games for Fargo for Hines. 13 goals and 10 assists this season for 23 points in a total of 46 games. He has one power play goal, one power play assist, one shorthanded goal, 2 game-winning goals, 109 shots on net. And he has a lot of USHL experience. Played last season for the Lancers, did Hines. And he's an explosive player. He can score off the rush, and he can do some things offensively. And that's one of the things Fargo was lacking, amongst other things. But Fargo, they're last in USHL scoring. And so Tyler Hines coming over in that waiver move has really been a benefit here to the Force in the second half of the season, putting some points on the board and getting this team going here offensively. Now let's go inside the coach's corner, where I was able to talk to Jim Holton before this one. Fargo Force and Tri-City Storm for the first time this season coming your way next. Here's Jim Holton in the coach's corner. Jared Schaffrin alongside the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here in the coach's corner, Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force. It's March 1st. It'll be the first meeting of the season between these two teams. They have 4 matchups in the month of March. Another schedule quirk here, coach. Haven't seen this Fargo team yet. You look at your record and you can surmise how they've done this year by looking at their record. But what have you done with your preparation here for this Fargo team?
Well, we wanted to make sure that we didn't overlook anything just based on the record, and I think case in point is their last game. They beat a very, very good Sioux City team 4-3 in overtime, and not only that, but put up 51 shots. It wasn't as though it was a goalie win or anything like that as an upset. They absolutely dominated the game from everything that we saw. So we used that footage kind of to lead into our pre-scout and just make sure that we're not in a position to be overlooking anyone. And, you know, we wanted to be a bit of a wounded bear coming in after a tough loss last night. So we're hoping to really capitalize on a quality, energetic start here.
Fargo has had a tough time defensively, but one thing that they do have is 2 goaltenders that have had a lot of experience. Matthias Israelson comes over from Waterloo, had success there, and Brendan Jensen, their other goaltender, is a second-year USHL veteran. So I think that might be one of their strengths that I'm sure you can look to as far as preparing for this one.
Well, absolutely, and I think first goal is going to be paramount because you have two teams, let's be honest, that probably don't have a lot of confidence, especially offensively. You look at it, it's the two lowest-ranked offenses in the league. And again, whoever is going to get that little juice from the first goal, and when you let a quality goaltender, it's the same thing we're looking to do. We have Johansson starting again today. The longer he plays in a game without giving up a goal, the more difficult it becomes for the other team to get one. And it's the same thing with the two guys on their team. As you mentioned, probably the backbone of their team and have really kept them in a lot of games. So we want to come out, as I said, full of energy with a 15-plus shot period in the first.
Now, I know last night you said wasn't overall the best effort in the first period, but you had a lead. You score 2 shorthanded goals in that period. Your team now leads the USHL with 10 shorthanded goals. Why have you been so successful in that category? Is it just making the most of opportunities?
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of a quirky stat, and you know, because their penalty kill numbers haven't incrementally improved. They've kind of stayed the same. Yet our offense, while we're killing, and I think we have an aggressive mindset. That's one thing we've really stressed, especially since Christmas, is to be a lot more aggressive, and it's produced some opportunities. But the one thing, and it sounds contradictory because we talk at times of us lacking confidence offensively, which we seem to do 5-on-5, but for whatever reason, especially off the rush, killing a penalty, sometimes we've created a lot of nice goals on 2-on-1s or breakaways. So it's a nice position to be in, and it was a shift to remember last night, that's for sure.
You talked about the game yesterday in Pogansky, 6 shots on net, and you talked about trying to work with him on that. Nick Hutchison had 5 shots on net last night, and that was probably the most visible game he's had a couple different looks, and that was the most shots on net he's had in a game all season. He's obviously been someone that needs to work on a whole bunch of different things. It's his first year in the league. He hasn't played too many games yet because of the injury, but what did he do last night to become more visible and create those opportunities?
Well, for me, he played a big man's game, and that's an expression I use a lot, but most successful teams nowadays are built with big and strong and speed in their element in their game. And Nick has all those three, but we just haven't seen them on a consistent basis. Now, in fairness, the injury took away a lot of time. And to get back up to game conditioning, I think you're starting to see that now, that the game conditioning and the confidence within the game is there. But to me, he played simple. He played in straight lines. He banged into some bodies. And that's where he has to create his offense. And I don't think he's a dangler, a guy that has a ton of moves coming through the neutral zone. But he's a very, very effective player on a forecheck and down low in the offensive zone.
Frederick Larson unable to go after the injury last night. Daniel Fritz slots into the lineup. What's your defensive mindset here, knowing that you're battled and bruised on the back end?
Well, I'd like to take the pressure off of our own end and apply it to the other end. And I think, again, you hear me bang on a lot about a quality forecheck, but I think we have to establish a real big, heavy physical forecheck and play most of the game in Fargo's end. The best way to keep the heat off and overexpanded defense is just that, is spend most of the night in the other team's end. So we know we've got 6 tonight. Obviously, Fritz isn't 100%. He's been bed rest most of the week with the flu. Gamma's back there, who is not a natural defenseman, but this isn't anything new for us. So we just have to learn from it.
Jim Holton joining us here in the Coach's Corner before Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force on March 1st here at the Viero Event Center. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck tonight. We'll talk after.
Okay, Jared. Thank you.
For all your paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Back inside the Viero Wireless pregame show, Jared Shaffron with you, getting ready for Tri-City and Fargo tonight here at the Viero Event Center. Let's get to tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King. The home of the Whopper, Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. First for the visiting Fargo Force. Force, as I said before, in 8th place in the USHL's Western Conference. Only 7 wins coming into this one. They'll start their top line of Nears Moore, Andrew McDonald, and Tyler Hines. Moore on the left wing, wearing number 8. 5'8", 187 pounds out of Duluth, Minnesota. He started the season with Sioux City, and Nears Moore here this season, 3 goals and 1 assist on the year. He is committed to RPI to play college hockey. At the center, number 7, Andrew McDonald, 5'10", 155 pounds out of New Brighton, Minnesota. McDonald, this season here for the Force, has 4 goals and 4 assists. And on the right wing, number 6, Tyler Hines out of Slingerlands, New York. Hines played for Omaha earlier this season. He's committed to Union College, 5'10", 186 pounds, leading scorer on the force this season with 13 goals and 10 assists for 23 points. On defense, number 15, Neil Goff, one of the lone returning players from Fargo's run to the Clark Cup last season. Goff, 6'5", 215 pounds out of Stillwater, Minnesota. This year for Fargo, he's got a goal and 5 assists while racking up 73 penalty minutes. And on the right side, it's number 28, Hunter Warner. 6'2", 202 pounds out of Eden Prairie, Minnesota and Eden Prairie High School. Warner, this season in 32 games, has 8 assists and 77 penalty minutes for Fargo. In net, it's number 31, Brendan Jensen. Jensen, 6'1", 195 pounds out of El Granada, California. He was playing for the Fargo Force last season, and he has a record of 3-15-2 on the year with a goals against average of 4.46 and a save percentage of 89.4%. Fargo Force coached by head coach John Marks. Tri-City Storm come out here tonight at home in front of their fans at the Viero Event Center. Start their third line of Dan Lebosky, Ryan McMurphy, and Kyle Eastman. Lebosky on the left wing wearing number 24, 5'7", 155 pounds out of Edina, Minnesota. This season in 47 games, he has 6 goals and 16 assists, and he's committed to Colorado College. At the center, number 9, Ryan McMurphy, 6'1", 175 pounds out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. McMurphy through 44 games, has 10 goals and 5 assists for Tri-City. And on the right wing, number 10, Kyle Eastman, 6'1", 201 pounds out of Angola, New York. Eastman, in 42 games, has 4 goals and 7 assists for Tri-City. On defense, number 8, Jalen Schultz on the left side, 6'1", 170 pounds out of Cambridge, Minnesota. 45 games played this year for Schultz, 1 goal and 7 assists. And on the right side, number 5, Grant Hutton, 6'3", 195 pounds out of Carmel, Indiana. Hutton, through 8 games, has an assist for Tri-City this year. And in between the pipes, number 30, Jacob Johansson, 6'2", 185 pounds out of Stockholm, Sweden. Johansson, through 38 games, has a goals against average of 2.93 and a save percentage of 91.3%. The Storm are coached by head coach Jim Holton, assistant Sir J.B. Bittner, and athletic trainer is Matt Stern. The scratches for Tri-City, Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, Frederick Larson, Cutler Martin, Joey DiBenedetto, and Tori Dello. Just about ready to drop the puck here tonight. Tri-City and Fargo coming up next. We'll break for the national anthem, and then it's the drop of the puck in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. Coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. be yourself.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force ready to do battle tonight at the Viero Event Center. Jared Sheffrin with you here for the start of the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play, Storm are going from right to left on your radio dial wearing their black uniforms with white lettering and numbering on the back and black helmets. Fargo Force going from left to right on your radio dial. They've won the opening faceoff. Fargo wearing cream-colored uniforms with blue lettering and numbering on the back and a dark blue helmet for Fargo here tonight as the Storm get possession in the Fargo end after the Force won the opening draw. And Ryan McMurphy and Dan Lebosky working in the far side corner. We'll get you your New West three keys to victory here in just a moment as Fargo able to break out of their zone. They shoot a shot all the way down, deflected by Johansson. And now it's Lebosky into the Fargo end, takes a shot. It's gloved by Jensen, and he hangs on to stop play. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, three keys for the Storm. Number one, nothing to lose mentality. This game might not matter much in the standings as Wilkie takes a quick shot that's deflected wide from the net off the faceoff. Berger able to control the rebound, get it down low to Curry, and now Fargo takes possession. They'll move it up the near side, and it's kept in by Kevin Kerr. Now it's Wilkie who swings it back down low to Curry. Curry over to Berger. Berger in the near side corner, back up top for Kevin Kerr. Kerr makes one move, takes a shot, deflected over the net. Nice look in front from the Storm. And Gomez able to keep it in for a second. Loose puck kept in now by Wilkie. Wilkie with possession. Looking to the front. Curry put it wide. Pat Curry with a great look. Now another chance for Berger. He can't get a shot off. And here comes Fargo the other way. Just dumping it into the Storm end. Chasing it down. Here is number 21 Mason Morelli. Thrown to the top now for Hunter Warner on the far side. And a quick shot is deflected up into the netting by Johansson. Neil Goff, the captain, with that shot. Goff, one of the biggest players in the USHL, at 6'5". And we get that stoppage, as I was saying, in the New West three keys. Storm with that nothing-to-lose mentality. Fargo had it earlier this week, defeating Sioux City. Storm need to do the same here tonight. And the Storm need to do two things with the power play. They need to capitalize on power play opportunities, and they need to stay out of the box. Can't afford penalties here against the Fargo team. That's how they can stay in the game. Storm want to get ahead early and really finish this Fargo team knowing that they've got a game tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Force with possession off the draw. Quick shot in front. They score. Fargo with a 1-0 lead, and it's Andrew Zerbin. Zerbin with the hot hand scored the overtime winning goal earlier this week against Sioux City, and just a minute and a half into this one puts Fargo on top. A pass from Alex Jatstat right in front, right onto the stick of Andrew Zerbin, and Zerbin makes it 1-0 Fargo here early on in the Nebraska Lottery first period, and the Storm are going to be playing catch-up here in this one as they've taken a deficit early on. Perfect pass in front, and a shot to the upper left corner gives Fargo a 1-0 lead. Give that goal to Andrew Zerbin, the Elk River, Minnesota native. Just his third goal of the season, but again, second goal of the week. Huge opportunity there for Fargo, and they cash in early, beating Johansson. Now the Storm with possession here, moving towards Fargo, and it's moved in by Milan. Now a shot from Schultz hits the post. Schultz hit the crossbar in a response there, but it did not go home, and now Fargo the other way. Here comes Ashley with a shot, saved Johansson. Rebound loose in front, and the shot goes wide. Opportunity there for C.J. Hayes, just put it wide. Cam Ashley took the initial shot that caused some trouble for Johansson. You see this nothing-to-lose attitude from Fargo. They're absolutely coming out and trying to make the best here of an opportunity with two games this weekend in Tri-City. The Force got here last night, had a night to rest and prepare, and they're ready to go early on, leading 1-0, 2.5 minutes into the game. Tri-City now with the puck in the Fargo end. Eastman trying to play to Lebosky. Two-a-side battle in the near side corner. Lebosky came free with it. Penalty whistled. And we're going to have a holding call on Fargo. And the Tri-City Storm will head to the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. 2 minutes on the board. Andrew McDonald into the box for holding. Storm on the power play. Opportunity to capitalize and tie this game up right off the bat. But Fargo wins the faceoff and sends it all the way down on Johansson to open up their penalty kill. Tri-City on the Century 21 power play here with Kevin Kerr. Kerr to neutralize on the far side. Wilkie back to Kerr. Kerr shoots it in. Looked like he could have carried in there, and instead of carrying it in, trying to make something happen, he shoots it in. Storm have no presence in the zone. It's cleared all the way down by Fargo. Storm regrouping. Now it's Garrett Gomez who's going to rush him up the ice. Gomez past the red line, into the zone. He loses the puck at the blue line, trying to carry it in. And now all the way back down, Johansson will play it for Wilkie. Tri-City, two chances up the ice. Neither time have entered the zone successfully. Here's Wilkie for the third try. He brings it in. Now wraps it around the wall and takes a hit. Puck in the near side corner, played by Berger. Got it to Curry. Curry left it for Wilkie on the far side. Puck is free on the far side and cleared out by Fargo. Gomez got it with a glove, but it's taken away and an opportunity here for Fargo to the center. Mears Moore with a shot. It's deflected by Johansson and sent into the back wall. Then opportunity actually for Tyler Hines, excuse me. And now Kevin Kerr around the boards once more. In the near side, Alex Jackstat. The far side, Boutros Ghaffari sends all the way down once more. With 35 seconds left in the Century 21 power play, Storm have yet to set up and get a shot here. Lebowski moving forward. Lebowski on the far side. Pogansky's got a step. Pogansky to the net. Score! Connor Valisano ties this game at one. It's a Century 21 power play goal. Connor Valisano in the perfect spot at the perfect time. Pogansky found the step in front of Ghaffari, put it in front, and Valisano had to tap it in. Lebowski gave it to Pogansky in a perfect opportunity. He was already a step ahead of the defender, centered it over to Valisano, and the tap in. 1-1 the score, 15:36 to go in the opening period presented by Nebraska Lottery. Tri-City with the power play goal. It's been a while since they've had some success in the power play. And although the full power play didn't look great, they made it happen late in the power play and tied this game at one. Fargo now with possession in their own zone. And on the near side, it's sent to the far side. Nice hit there by Donovan Gardner to knock his man off the puck. That was Morelli. And it's moved to the near side, centering pass. Morelli able to intercept. Morelli's got it in the corner. Takes a hit from Gardner. Gardner's all over Morelli on this shift. Now Hutchison gets it up and out of the zone, and it's sent by Gray to the far side where it's gloved down by Kivalame. Down low behind the net, Fargo to the center, knocked away. Schultz has got it. Tried to find Lebowski, who couldn't handle it. Now Neil Goff will shoot back in. Donovan Gardner controls for Tri-City, sends it on the far side. Mayer could not touch that one up, and we've got an icing whistled on Tri-City. 14:35 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Fargo are tied 1-1 here on the breeze. The goal for Fargo, Andrew Zerbin gets the goal for the force, and then Tri-City ties it up on a tally from Connor Valisano. It's Valisano's second goal with the Storm and his 10th of the season. Storm win the faceoff, and Schultz got it out of the zone. Now here's Lebowski with a rush on the far side. Lebowski holding it on the right point. Just sends it in deep for McMurphy behind the net. McMurphy on the far side corner now. Takes a hit from Goff, trying to work with Lebowski. They free the puck up behind the net. Another battle here, and it's won by Fargo, and it's Corey Longy who's taking it. Eastman, though, keeps it in the zone. Got it down low, Lebowski. Centering McMurphy, a shot, save made. Rebound, another chance. Eastman scores! Kyle Eastman makes it 2-1 Tri-City. They take the lead, 13:52 to go in this first period. Eastman's fifth goal of the season. Little turnaround shot from the right circle. Beats Brendan Jensen in the Storm. Have a 2-1 lead, their first lead. Fargo has one shot on goal. Never mind. Storm only with two shots on goal, and they've scored on both shots right now. As Eastman threw it over, Jensen into the bottom of the bar on the net. Nice job by Kyle Eastman right there. Eastman from McMurphy on the goal for Tri-City. And they now have a 2-1 lead. And so after a start where Fargo scored early, Tri-City scored the last two. They got a 2-1 lead. Storm get a turnover here in their own zone. Curry got it forward. It's Wilkie in the zone. Wilkie got it slapped away. Trying to get it back to Curry on the near side. Back to Wilkie to the center. Berger. Berger with a shot deflected away by the netminder Jensen. Now on the far side. Hutton keeping it in. Takes a hit. Curry tried to get it to Berger. Fargo with it. And here's a 2-on-1 developing. Force into the zone. Flying in a shot and a save by Johansson. Nice save by Johansson on Mike Babcock. Babcock heading to the bench now as Wilkie bringing it forward for Tri-City. Wilkie past the red line. Wilkie's into the zone. Wilkie on the far side. To the center, deflected wide. Curry's got it, though. Curry, nice shot for Valisano, and he couldn't get all of it. Now a shot from Curry, missed the net well wide right. And it's up, but kept in by Gomez. Down low, played deep here by Mason Morelli for Fargo. Morelli out to neutral ice, and here come the Force with a rush. Into the zone, offside is Fargo. Gray brought the puck in, but his line mate, Isimont, was ahead of the play, and Mikey Isimont whistled for an offside. He doesn't like the call. Storm with a 2-1 lead over Fargo. Fargo's out shooting Tri-City 6-4 right now, but the Storm have scored on two of their four shots. The Nebraska Lottery's most popular scratch game, Trucks and Bucks, is back. So get happy. You could win a brand new truck. Stop by your nearest Nebraska Lottery retailer and play Trucks and Bucks today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. 2-1 lead for the Tri-City Storm. Connor Valisano, a power play goal from Austin Poganski and Dan Lebosky. And then Kyle Eastman from Ryan McMurphy. And Dan Lebosky picking up a second assist on that as well. Lebosky with two assists already here in this one for Tri-City. A lot of action early on here. Two teams that have had trouble scoring, but we've already got three goals in the first 10 minutes of the first period. Off the faceoff, Storm had the puck near the top of their blue line. Valisano tried to get it out, then tried to pass it back over to Gomez. Schultz has it on the near side. Freitag got a piece of it. Freitag takes a hit, and Fargo moves into the zone. It's moved down low. Gray, Isimont to the center. Fargo with it. Morelli up top. Jago down the far side. A shot was blocked by Poganski coming from Kivihalme. And now the Storm come back out. Valisano sent it into the zone. Jensen's just going to cover up here as Valisano was the first man in on him. So we get a stoppage here. 11:55 to go in this period. Presented by Nebraska Lottery. First goal for Fargo, a minute 36 in from Andrew Zerbin. Neil Goff gets that assist. Then Tri-City scores two. Valisano on the power play and Eastman for McMurphy and Lebosky. Quick shot from Lebosky, almost went in. Trickled wide of the net right off the faceoff. Another shot from Lebosky. Save made by Jensen. McMurphy trying to get it up top. And it's out of the zone. It's taken by Fargo. Hines into the Storm end. Kevin Kerr on Hines. Hines around the back of the net from the far side. Got it up top, kept in by Goff. Now the near side, Longy. Shot save made by Johansson. Johansson may not have seen it cleanly, but in the last second, picked it up with the glove and made the stop. Stoppage in play, 11 and a half minutes to go. In the first period presented by Nebraska Lottery, Tri-City on top of the Fargo Force, 2-1. Couple early goals. As the Storm have a 2-1 lead, face off to the left of Johansson. Milan against McDonald. Milan wins it over to Kerr, who banks it to Gardner. Gardner got it forward for Hutchison as a Fargo Force player fell down, but it couldn't connect. It was deflected away before it got to Hutchison. Now it's Gardner up the near side wall. Hutchison gets it back, and we get a stoppage and a penalty whistled. A slashing call maybe going to Nick Hutchison here. And the Storm will head to the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Hutchison in the box, 2 minutes for slashing. First power play for Fargo here tonight. Faceoff coming to the left of Johansson Berger, able to win it back. Grant Hutton fires it around the wall, and it's out of the zone. Fargo had a man there trying to keep it in. It was Kivi Halme. Kivi Halme couldn't keep it in. Now the Force moving forward with some speed into the zone on the far side. Zerbin, who has their only goal of the night, sent it down low. Jackstat kept it alive. Now back over to Zerbin on the far side wall. Berger trying to take it away. Berger ties Zerbin up. Pucks up top and out of the zone. Nice work by Hutton and Berger for the Tri-City Storm. Fargo with control once more coming into the Storm end. Down low, Kivi Halme. Up top. And it's moved here at the top by Isamont. And he shoots wide of the net. Down low, Fargo with the puck once more. Opportunity here in the near side is played by Zerbin to the center. Had a chance for Isamont. Isamont with it back now. Isamont in the center. Now at the top of the zone. Kivi Halme with a shot deflected wide. Johansson may have got a piece. And now on the near side, Isamont. Down low, Zerbin. Zerbin back to Isamont in the near side. Fargo with reinforcements off the bench and a shot for Mason Morelli deflected wide. Morelli now takes it back up top. Opportunity for Zerbin. He holds, tries to stuff it in. Johansson denies him. Another chance in front. Missed the net wide was Boutros Ghaffari. But the puck's kept in by Goff. Goff over to Morelli on the right circle. Ghaffari shoots. It was the blocked. Ghaffari gets it back. Down low, Isamont. Isamont to the center. Was blocked and knocked away by Hutton. Now to the far side. 15 seconds left in the power play. Puck's at the top, kept in by Ghaffari. Here's a chance again for Fargo. A shot save, Johansson. Big rebound cleared by Berger. Final seconds of the Hutchison slashing penalty tick off. And we're back to even strength with 9 1/4 to go in the first. Tri-City get a turnover. Here's Milan. Milan shoots and a save made by Jensen. Penalty coming here. And a penalty for hooking is called. I might be on Fargo, and we might see a Storm power play here. Fargo trying to get back on the back check. And a hooking penalty was called on that shot from Milan. Nice look by Milan to get an interception at the top of the zone, keep it in, and then get a high-quality shot on Jensen. And the penalty is whistled to Boutros Ghaffari. Ghaffari into the box. 2 minutes for hooking. Tri-City back to the Century 21 power play. They're 1-1 here tonight. Ghaffari into the box. Malisano on the faceoff for Tri-City. Able to be one forward. Poganski with control. Up top, Lebowski on the right point. Now Kevin Kerr on the left. Back to Lebowski at the center. Lebowski finds Malisano on the right circle. Down low. It's moved by Freitag. Up top, Lebowski. Now Freitag on the right circle. Freitag down low to Malisano. Lebowski now. Malisano in a good spot. He shoots. It was deflected to the near side. Malisano finds his own rebound, shoots it in deep for Freitag. Freitag left it for Poganski in the far side corner. 30 seconds gone by so far in the power play. Poganski to the front, he shoots, and a save made by Jensen. Now on the near side, Fargo takes it back, and Hines, nice pass, breakaway, a fake, and a shot, missed the net. Andrew McDonald missed the net on a breakaway. Shorthanded opportunity. Now here come Tri-City the other way. Malisano in offside as Curry way ahead of the play, into the zone. Minute and 8 seconds to go in the Century 21 power play. Opportunity for Andrew McDonald on a breakaway there. Missed the net. Looked like he had a good move on Johansson. He was faking, but he missed the net. Opportunity wasted for Fargo, shorthanded. 8:15 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 2-1 Tri-City. And they've got a minute to go on the Century 21 power play. Shot in deep by the Storm, but it's taken by Fargo. Now it's a 2-on-2 here. Babcock with a shot that's deflected wide. On the far side, picked up by Jackstat here. Killing some time, shorthanded for Fargo. Taken away by Wilkie. Wilkie up the wall, left it back for Berger. Chase Berger to neutralize. 40 seconds to go on the power play. Berger shoots it in deep. Stop by Jensen. He holds there. And it's moved in the corner. Berger able to turn over. Berger holding it, trying to get it to Curry. He does. Curry with 27 seconds on the power play. To Wilkie. Got one move. Down to Berger, who tipped it behind the net wide. Berger shot it around to the top. Milan can't hold it in. And it looked like it was touched up there by Berger, but no offside called. Fargo shot it all the way down. Final 10 seconds of the power play. Grant Hutton with it now. Hutton here in a final rush for Tri-City. Got it to McMurphy. McMurphy shoots into the Fargo end. Stopped by Jensen's stick. We're back to even strength. Around the far side. Too far in front of Lebowski. Goes down deep for Fargo. On the near side, Ashley. Ashley off the glass. Up into the air. Gloved by Hines. Forced in, excuse me, by C.J. Haynes, forced into the storm end. Now McMurphy tried to come in. We got a fight. Ashley and Eastman. Ashley trying to get the elbow pad off. Eastman, his helmet is off now. And Eastman throwing rights on Ashley. Kyle Eastman unloading with a couple rights. Ashley got a couple lefts. Eastman still there. Now Ashley gets a couple lefts in. Eastman's trying to hold him off. And Eastman with a final shot. Knocks Ashley down. Nice fight between Ashley and Eastman. Gloves and pads and helmets all over. As Eastman lost his helmet early on in the fight, he's holding his left ear. Kyle Eastman getting the fans into this one, dropping the gloves for Tri-City. Good fight there with Cam Ashley. And we get a stoppage here, 6:46. To go. Get a look at the replay. Ashley got that elbow pad off and then took Eastman's helmet off inadvertently, but that's when Eastman got control and he really went at him with the right fist. Ashley regained his balance and got Eastman a bit of a headlock, but then, and Ashley's getting taken out. Ashley is getting tossed from the game. I'm not sure why. Game misconduct, game ejection for Ashley. Potentially because of taking Eastman's helmet off. I don't know the fighting rules here. We got to get them all down. There's certain rules with the fights. Taking the helmet off. That is, I believe, why they ejected Ashley. Is I don't know if he purposely did it, but he definitely knocked Eastman's helmet off during the fight. So he is ejected from the game. And no power play for either side, but the Force, who only dressed 11 forwards, you're allowed to dress 12, Force only dressed 11, and now they're down to 10 as Ashley's out of this game. So as we resume play with 6.5 to go in the first, Tri-City with a 2-1 lead, and Fargo has possession now in the storm end. Hutton got it loose, a shot was deflected wide that time from McDonald. Jago keeps it in. Jago to the center, a shot deflected wide, and now it's taken by Freitag. Freitag got it past the red line and sent it in deep. Into the Fargo end, Jago with it, backhands it forward to Hines, kept in by Hutchison. Nice job by Hutchison right off the bench. Got it down low to Drew Mayer. Mayer into the corner, working on Kivulame. Mayer gets tripped up, no call coming. Loose puck, Hutchison. Hutchison lost it now on the near side. Fargo with it. Tri-City going to try to take it back. Milan got it back. Now Jago sweeps it around to the far side. Fritz kept it in for a second. Fritz, who's playing after he was ill this week with some flu-like symptoms, is what coach described it as, Jim Holton. But now here's a break, and Mayer had an opportunity, but he just fell down, trying to move into the offensive zone. Here comes Fargo the other way. Gaffari for a pass on the far side that was behind Morelli. Morelli got to it and got it in deep into the storm end. Milan into the near side corner, able to find Kevin Kerr behind the net. Kerr made a move to get around one Fargo player, and now he'll skate it forward. Kerr got it to Milan on the near side, who looped it into the Fargo's end, gloved down by Gaffari. Gaffari will start forward for the Force. Sent forward into the storm end. Isamont taken off by Gardner. He gets it back. Isamont fanned out a pass in front, taken back by Curry. Curry with a centering pass. Wilkie trying to get it under control, into the zone, around Gaffari. Turnaround pass over to Berger. Couldn't do much with it into the corner. Behind the Fargo net now, Isamont takes it back. Isamont to the near side. Gray back to Isamont. Leaves it for Neil Goff as Fargo completes a change. Goff, captain of this Fargo team, sends it on the near side. and gets it back from defenseman Cody Longhi. Now it's rolled all the way to the Storm end, and it's going to be an icing whistled on the Fargo Force. 4:24 to go here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City leading Fargo 2-1, and after kind of a helter-skelter first couple minutes, a lot of chances and different shots in front from different teams, we've settled in here. 4:24 to go in the first. Storm with a 2-1 lead on goals by Valisano and Eastman. And really, the Storm, this weekend, their strength has been scoring in the first. In fact, that's all they've done. Here, the last night, they scored 3 in the first, but lost 5-3. Here tonight, you got a 2-1 lead as we're not even through one period. So 5 goals in the first. A quick shot off the draw there for Freitag just went high. Good look off the faceoff there. Valisano got it back down low for Freitag. He got sealed off for a second by Longhi, trying to get it up the wall. Kept in. Valisano couldn't get a hold of it. Freitag kept it in for a second. Now it's Fargo the other way. Babcock, the far side. Centering pass was blocked. Penalty upcoming on Tri-City. Fargo with it. Longhi to the center. Deflection save made by Johansson. But we get a whistle for a penalty, and Fargo will head back to the power play Storm to the GNC penalty kill. Penalty is going to be on Storm forward, who's playing defense, Garrett Gomez, into the box for Tri-City, and it'll be a power play for the Force. 2-1 score here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has given $500 million back to Nebraska, specifically to the Nebraska Environmental Trust, scholarships, and educational funding to the Nebraska State Fair. Learn more at anylottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Second power play opportunity for Fargo. Storm 1 of 2 on the power play. Fargo 0 for 1, getting their second opportunity right now. Faceoff is coming to the left of Storm netminder Jacob Johansson. Johansson tonight has faced 9 shots and has saved 8 of them thus far. 3:55 to go in the first. Faceoff won back by Fargo, but out of the zone as it was knocked by Mears Moore back out to neutral ice. And now Jago got it to Hines here on the near side. Hines holding with it, centering it. Opportunity and a shot to save. Johansson rebound trickled wide. On the far side, bouncing puck. McMurphy couldn't get it out. Kept in again by Kivi Halmet. Another shot, and it's into the netting. That time, Tyler Hines with the shot. Kivi Halmet with a good opportunity and then a keep in at the line. Faceoff out of the zone. They say Hines shot it straight out. Minute 38 to go in the Gomez penalty, which was for a tripping at 16:05. And by the way, Cam Ashley did receive a game misconduct for removing opponent's helmet. Storm able to win the faceoff, and Gardner sends it all the way down. Jago has it behind the Fargo net. Moving forward to Hines, back to Jago, up the wall. Icing waved off as Fargo got a deflection there. And now it's moved on the near side for Jago. Jago on the right point, got it to Hines at the top of the right circle. Leading scorer for Omaha this season. Hines, I don't know what he was going for there. He lost it out of the zone, tried to deflect it up top, but way out. And Fargo's got to regroup here, neutralize. Into the zone, sent in by Kivilame. And now around the wall and out. Futris Gafari back at center ice. Over to the bench for Fargo. Turn it over. We get a stoppage. Official blew the whistle there. Storm had the puck. Discussion here. I don't know. There was 2 pucks on the ice? How does that even happen? 2 pucks on the ice. The official blows a whistle. Faceoff is in neutral ice. Storm still have 50 seconds to kill on the Gomez tripping penalty. 2:40 to go in the period. Fargo sends it in. Near side, Poganski tried to get it out, couldn't. Goff able to keep it in with a pass to Gafari on the left point. Now Goff on the right point. Send it to Isimont. Isimont on the right circle. Holding from the sidewall to the center for Goff, who tees up a shot. Save, Johansson. Rebound loose. Sent in front. Knocked away by Valisano, and he sends it all the way down. Fantastic pickup there by Valisano as Johansson was out of position and Isimont could have went with a wraparound, had a lot of room behind the net. 10 seconds to go in the Gomez penalty. Fargo up the ice into the zone for a final rush. Turned over to Lebowski. And Dan Lebowski will recover and send over to Schultz. We're back at even strength. Schultz sends it all the way down. Icing is waved off. They say McMurphy won the battle. Now McMurphy with a shot. And it was deflected in front. Not sure if Jensen got a piece of it. McMurphy there really could have had a quite quality chance. Now Schultz misplayed it off a glove in neutral ice. And here comes Fargo. Morelli with a shot. Save Johansson. Big rebound. Picked up by Fargo behind the net. Garrett Gray. Gray behind the net. Hutton was all over him. But he got it in the near side to Morelli. Dumped it deep. Schultz took it away on the far side. Moved in the far side corner now. Taken by Gray. He gets run into the wall by McMurphy. Lebowski now over to McMurphy. McMurphy got it forward, kept in by Jakstad. And here's Hutton on the near side, Curry. Pat Curry got it to the red line and sent it in. He'll race after it against Jago. Final minute of the period. Storm leading 2-1. Fargo with the puck behind their own net. On the near side, Zerbin, who has the only Fargo goal so far, sent it towards the Storm end. Gardner got it to Hutchison, who chips it in deep. Behind the Fargo net now. Around to the near side, Milan trying to cut it off. Center for Hutchison. He shot a save made by Jensen. Now Hutchison with his own rebound. Hutchison on the near side. Got it down low to Milan. 30 seconds to go in the period. Milan cycles to Mayer. Mayer from the near side corner cycles back to Hutchison. Good work by the fourth line here. Milan behind the net. As Hutchison fell down, got back up. Milan kept it alive. Milan still with it, trying to deke through as Manny did. Milan in the center to score! Cody Milan has his first goal as a member of the Tri-City Storm. And Tri-City takes a 3-1 lead with 14 seconds to go in the first period. Not sure how that one went in. Milan just threw a puck to the front. You never know what happens when you throw pucks to the net. Perfect example right there. Milan comes out from the near side corner. Got it through Goff's legs. And it somehow got tapped by Jensen and into the back of the net. May have been deflected in by a Fargo player, but Tri-City will take it. Great work from the fourth line results in a goal. Fargo right off the faceoff going to try to get a shot here. Hines threw under the net, was knocked away, and now McMurphy sends it up and out. 2 seconds to go in the period, and we will have a 3-1 game after one. Does this sound familiar, Storm fans? Tri-City with a 3-1 lead after one period last night, but they didn't score for the rest of the game, and I'm sure Jim Holton will be preaching about last night's game here in the locker room as they've got a 3-1 lead after one. Fargo outshoots the Storm in this period, but Tri-City gets three goals on Brandon Jensen and has a 3-1 lead after the Nebraska Lottery first period comes to a close. 3-1 after one, here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Hello?
Katie, it's Jen. Do you know where my husband Tony is?
Yeah, he's here with my husband Frank and a bunch of the neighbor guys.
Watching the game, huh?
No, skipping through my flower garden.
What?
Now they're doing high fives, now chest bumps, and now they appear to be cartwheeling down the hill.
Trucks and Bucks is back, so get happy. You could win a brand new truck.
What's Tony doing now?
Looks like the funky chicken.
Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweisers, had yourself the night of your life, yeah? Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round two, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys, and while you're out there, carpe night them, too. Great times await. Grab some buds!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Tri-City Storm with a 3-1 lead after one period. Same thing as what we had last night in Lincoln. Storm had a 3-1 lead after one. Didn't score for the rest of the game and fell 5-3. We'll see what happens here tonight as Tri-City starts off with a 3-1 lead. Same thing as last night, too. Lincoln scored the first goal last night. Storm responded with three. Here tonight, Andrew Zerbin scores a minute 36 into the game for Fargo. Gives the Force a 1-0 lead. Quiets the crowd here at the Viero Event Center. Storm back on their heels for a minute, but they come back on the power play a couple minutes later. It was a penalty to Andrew McDonald for holding. And Tri-City able to capitalize. A power play goal for Connor Valisano. Assists to Poganski and Dan Lebowski. Austin Poganski has been playing so much better here in the second half of the season. I'd say the last 5-6 games, Poganski is a completely different player. And you see the patience there. Lebowski, first of all, set up with a perfect pass. And then Poganski streaks down the right side and has a step ahead of his defender, puts the puck right in front of the net. Valisano is there to cash in. It's Valisano's 10th of the season, second as a member of Tri-City. Poganski's 7th assist of the year, 21st point. Lebowski now has 17 assists and 23 points. Lebowski for Tri-City, I believe, is second in assists for Tri-City this year behind Garrett Gomez. And a really nice play to tie the game up in one. And then the Storm loosened up and played their game. Great work down low by the Eastman McMurphy Lebowski line. And they get rewarded with a shot into the back of the net from Kyle Eastman for his 5th goal of the season. Eastman on the score sheet in more ways than one there in the first period. Scores a goal, then drops the gloves a few minutes later with Cam Ashley. Very nice fight from both sides. Both players getting in some good looking fists. Ashley given a game misconduct for removing an opponent's helmet. I believe it was initially ruled a game ejection, but then changed to a game misconduct for removing his opponent's helmet. Ashley has to sit for the extra 10-minute misconduct. He was escorted off the ice. Storm were able to kill two Fargo power play opportunities there in that first period as Nick Hutchison took a slashing penalty and Garrett Gomez went off for tripping. So Fargo 0-2 in that period, and then later in the period, with just 14 seconds left, Cody Milan, the result of some great work down low. Hutchison, Mayer, and Milan really have come together as a unit for the fourth line. Milan, from the corner on the goal line, walked out in front, just kind of punched the puck at the net, and it got bounced around in front and ended up behind netminder Brandon Jensen, who had a period to forget in the first. Jensen allowed 3 goals on 10 shots for Fargo. Jacob Johansson was good for 13 saves on 14 shots. As Milan gets his first goal as a member of the Tri-City Storm in his 36th game overall this season, the Michigan State commit. makes good air, scores the goal. Right now unassisted, Drew Mayer was right in the vicinity, could pick up an assist. Hutchison doing great work, that fourth line, great shift by then. And we have a 3-1 game after one period, Tri-City on top of Fargo. We're inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. That was our Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard update. A lot of games around the USHL, all 16 teams in action. We'll get that for you next here on The Breeze 94.5.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead over the Fargo Force after the first period here at the Viero Event Center. Jared Sheffrin with you here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Let's get a look at the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Think free. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. A lot of games going on in the USHL tonight. In fact, all 16 teams in action. We've got eight games going on, and Dubuque has a 4-2 lead in Ann Arbor tonight. Into the third period right now, Dubuque ahead 4-2. The goals in this game for four different Dubuque players, Carson Kuhlman, Dylan Gambrell, Seamus Malone, and Alex Privatera, all with goals. For Team USA, Luke Kirwin and Jordan Greenway have tallies. 4-2 Dubuque into the third period. Indiana Ice have a 2-1 lead on the Chicago Steel. Indiana, with a statement win last night over Waterloo, now ahead 2-1 at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse over the Chicago Steel. Brian Pino with another goal. He had two last night. Dennis Smirnov with a tally for Indiana. And Robbie Jackson has one for Chicago. They're in the second intermission there in Indianapolis. Youngstown with a 1-0 lead on Des Moines as we've started the third period there in Youngstown at the Covelli Center tonight. 1-0 Youngstown into the third period. Kiefer Sherwood, the lone goal of the game from Tyler Spezza. Waterloo and Muskegon are tied 2-2. Muskegon had a huge comeback win last night over Des Moines, and now they're tied 2-2 with Waterloo. Muskegon in a playoff race. Has goals from Yannick Moser as well as Matt Mendelson. Waterloo with goals from Liam Pecoraro and Tyler Sheehy. Tied 2-2 after 2 in Muskegon, Waterloo, and the Lumberjacks. Sioux Falls has a 2-1 lead over Sioux City just after the first period there in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center. The Stampede with a 2-1 lead. Stampede with goals from Dennis Kravchenko and Dakota Joshua. Kyle Schmidt has the lone goal for Sioux City. Lincoln with a 1-0 lead over Cedar Rapids after one period. Lincoln Stars had a win last night over the Tri-City Storm, and now they head on the road to go to CR. And in Cedar Rapids at the stable, John Simonson has a goal from Brandon Smith. That's the only goal thus far in the first intermission there in Cedar Rapids. Green Bay is at home hosting the Omaha Lancers. Lancers got a win last night over Green Bay, but tonight, despite outshooting Green Bay 10-6 in the first, the Green Bay Gamblers have scored 2 goals on 6 shots on Hayden Hockey. Goals for Evan Tyronese and Dawson Cook for Green Bay. Luca Frigo with a power play goal for the Omaha Lancers. That's your update here from around the USHL. Everybody in action. A lot of playoff standing implications going on here this weekend. And as we reach the final March and April, final months of the season, Storm and other teams will have less than 10 games to go after this weekend's battles. Right now, Tri-City has a 3-1 lead over the Fargo Force. Goals in the first for the Storm. 3 different guys, Connor Valisano, Kyle Eastman, and Cody Milan, each with tallies for Tri-City. 3-1 lead for the Storm after one. Got the second period presented by Papa John's Pizza coming up next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS AgriService Center, people and resources you can count on always.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm back onto the ice for the second period, holding a 3-1 lead over the Fargo Force. Jared Schaffrin with you here for the Papa John's second period of play. Teams have switched sides. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial here in the middle frame. Fargo Force go from right to left as the Storm have themselves a 3-1 lead. Brendan Jensen back in between the pipes for Fargo. Jacob Johansson for Tri-City. 3-1 score. Tri-City Storm in the lead. We did not give you our officials earlier, so we'll give you them now. Jeremy Tufts is the referee tonight. Richard Lembo and Ryan Smitsansky are the linesmen. So we'll have the second period here coming up in a few seconds. Tri-City start the same line that they started for the game here in Dan Lebosky, Ryan McMurphy, and Kyle Eastman. Fargo Force are going with Andrew McDonald, Mears Moore, and Tyler Hines. Timu Kivihalme, as well as Jago back onto the ice for Fargo as the faceoff was won by Fargo but turned over to the Storm, and Lebosky racing into the zone gets knocked down by Jago and goes flying into the wall. He gets right back up. Turnover created by Eastman and McMurphy, and now it's moved by Fargo up the wall, kept in nicely by Schultz. Lebosky had a piece of it, but it's McDonald now for Fargo. Turned it over to Eastman. Eastman threw one behind the net around to the near side. Played by Mears Moore. Got put forward to Hines. And it's Hines on the near side going towards the net. Johansson sticks that one away. But here's Mason Morelli who had a shot. But he couldn't take the shot. And now Gaffari gets a shot deflected out of play. Boy, Mason Morelli had the puck just bounce over his stick. He had all day at the top of the zone to try to make something happen there. And he had the puck bounce over his stick, went right to Gaffari, who had his shot deflected out of play. About 40 seconds in to the second period, Storm leading 3-1 over Fargo here on the Breeze. Face off to Johansson's left, won by Tri-City. Kevin Kerr up the near side wall. Rattles around. Kerr, he got it forward, but too far in front of Berger. Turned back by Fargo. And now they'll move into the Storm. And Morelli got a stick on it, but couldn't get control. And now Kevin Kerr got it over to Wilkie, made one move on Morelli, sent it back to Fritz, who sent it behind Kevin Kerr, and now Kevin Kerr will have to go pick it up, banks it back over to Fritz. Daniel Fritz on the far side, turns it over to Morelli, neutralized, but taken back by Fritz, who's got possession into the zone, dragged it in and sent it into the far side corner, moved up the wall, bouncing puck taken by Fargo. Up the far side, stopped by Wilkie, neutralized, rolled back to Kevin Kerr. Gomez on the near side. Nice cross-ice pass. Got Wilkie in the zone. Wilkie in the center. Curry with it now. He shoots it. Misses the net wide. Rebound Fargo, and it's Gray with it. Garrett Gray got it forward to Isimont. Isimont with a shot and a save made by Johansson with a blocker. Rebound on the near side. Taken by Morelli now. Got it in deep. Morelli lost his stick. Gomez was holding him there. Nice hit by Gardner on the backboards. Morelli gets hit by Gomez, and Gomez takes it away. Gomez holding it. Got a pass deflected. Try to find Wilkie. Wilkie able to go over to the bench for a change as it rolled into the Fargo end. And now Fargo sends it back into the Tri-City end as Gardner on the backboards, jostling for position over to Valisano. Now Poganski on the near side. Took a hit. Got it forward. Valisano on the near side. Freitag into the Fargo zone. Jago back to the center. Here is moved by Babcock. Shot it wide of the net. On the far side, turned over to Gomez, who sent it to Freitag on the far side. Freitag got it to the red line. Couldn't keep possession. Sent in by Valisano. Valisano got taken down. Got it to Poganski, though. Austin Poganski working on Jago on the far side. Poganski sent it back to Valisano. Down low, Freitag. Frank Tag on the backboards. Takes a hit, keeps the puck. His man lost his stick. Freitag with space. Up top for Schultz. He can't hang on and hold it in. Schultz recovers. Over to Gomez on the far side. Gomez turns it up the ice. Try to get it to Mylan. Icing is waved off as Fargo picks it up. Now a shot missed in it wide from Hutchison. Hutchison not afraid to pull the trigger there, but now it's Hines off the rebound for Fargo. Hines to the center on a toe drag. Johansson poked it away and then covered it up. Play in front there. Johansson well aware of where the puck was going to be. And he pounced on top to stop play. 16:49 to go in the second period. Presented by Papa John's. Tri-City leading Fargo 3-1 here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. Fargo out shooting the Storm 15-10 right now on the scoreboard. Face off to Johansson's left. Storm without a shot in the first couple minutes here of the period. Fargo wins the faceoff. Sent in deep by Hunter Warner and now played by Fargo. Wrestled around by Hutton. And now Mylan down low to Kerr. Kerr behind the net. Couldn't get positioning. And it's Mears Moore that takes it away. But now back to Mylan up the sidewall. Hutchison, nice pass over to Mayer. Mayer at the center. Got past the red line. He's keeping it going. Mayer chugging into the zone. One move around one man. Loose puck. Hutchison to the center. Mylan sent it to the far side. Hutchison's got it. Hutchison to the center. Hutchison shoots. It was blocked in front. And now on the far side, it's Moore. Moore to the center. Got banked too far ahead of a Fargo player. Now Mayer batting it down to neutralize. Got it to Lebowski with a rush on the near side. Lebowski stops in the corner. Moves up the far side half wall. Now McMurphy sent it to Mayer. So the center out of the zone went through between Kerr and Fritz. Kerr got it back from McMurphy, who's got space. Gets hammered at the line, but got it to Lebowski with a shot and a save made. Rebound poked into the netting. McMurphy got blown up at the blue line. Got the pass over to Lebowski, but then got hit hard, and McMurphy right back to the bench. Seems to be okay as he sits back down on the Storm bench. Gets a tap on the shoulder from trainer Matt Stern, making sure he's okay. 15:46 to go here in the second, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Tri-City in front of Fargo, 3-1. Faceoff won by the Storm. Eastman with a shot deflected up and into the netting. Out of play. Storm offensively here. We've seen a few players step up this weekend. Kyle Eastman, who's really been generating a lot more chances over the last month, he's got a goal tonight. Nick Hutchison's been getting a lot of opportunities. 5 shots on net last night, including a shorthanded goal. Those two players really going a long way. And we've got Cody Mylan, who's got his first Storm goal tonight. Congratulations to Cody Mylan for achieving that feat. As the Storm won the faceoff, shot it wide of the net. Now Curry on the far side. For Mylan, this is his 11th game in a Tri-City uniform. And now Fargo up the ice. Morelli with a shot missed the net wide right. Rebound comes over to Berger. Got it out of the zone. Icing waved off as it's back into the Fargo end. Played by the Force and defenseman Timu Kivihalme. Now on the far side, Fargo got it forward. Icimont. Icimont is down low to the center. Nobody there. Kept in, though, by Kivihalme. And is knocked away by Curry. He's off to the races. Curry in a rush to the net. Curry leaves it there for Wilkie, who was too far behind him. And I think Curry thought Wilkie was a lot closer than he was. And Curry makes a hit there, takes the puck back, takes a slash in neutral ice. And now Wilkie moves it in, leaves it for Curry. Curry back to Wilkie, left it for Berger. A little bit of miscommunication there between that line. And now here comes Fargo the other way. Babcock for a shot, save made by Johansson. Stoppage of play, 14:35 to go in the second period. No goals yet for either side in the second. 3-1 Storm lead. And saw a good shift there from Curry, Berger, and Wilkie, but didn't have the chemistry when they needed it. Moving in the offensive zone, first Curry on a race. Instead of shooting, he tried to drop it off for Wilkie, who was too far behind him. And then later, we saw a miscommunication between Wilkie and Berger in front of the net. Curry had the puck, threw it to the center. Neither one of the guys really wanted to go after it. Both could have been quality scoring opportunities instead. No shots on net there. Faceoff won by Fargo. A quick shot was gloved by Johansson. Shot came from Boutrous Ghaffari. We get a stoppage and a face-off redo here to Johansson's left, 14:31 to go in the second. Presented by Papa John's Pizza here in Kearney. Face-off is won forward by Tri-City, and Valisano got it up, gloved it down as the puck was popped into the air. Valisano sent it to Kerr, and now on the near side, Gardner. Polganski chipped it forward for Valisano, too far in front of him. Fargo takes possession, whacks it back into the Tri-City end as Johansson around the far side wall, cut off there, and a shot from Zervin is stopped and hung on to by Johansson. He keeps it moving over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr behind the net will start forward. Kerr through the middle, Polganski taps in to the Fargo end. Play by the netminder, Jensen got it forward. Turnover, neutral ice. Storm got to get back on sides. Kerr had to wait for Valisano to tag up. Then he just sends it in deep behind the Fargo net. Neil Goff cut it off. Goff on the near side for Mears Moore. Moore holding it and now bringing it out of the zone. Mears Moore tried to shoot it in. It was blocked by McDonald. But then McDonald got it in deep. Gomez back to get it for Tri-City. Gomez on the far side. Nice pass to McMurphy. On the far side, Lebowski had it deflected over to him, but he got it back, and now McMurphy's in deep with it. McMurphy behind the net, trying to find Eastman. Eastman fighting back there for the puck, but couldn't get to it. Banked off the glass into the Storm bench. Watch out on the Storm bench there. Assistant coach J.B. Bittner almost took one. As J.B., he used to play. He's okay there on the bench. Get a stoppage here. Storm leading 3-1 over the Fargo Force in the Papa John's second period. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. So neither team has a goal here in the second period. Fargo continuing to get some good shots on net here. They lead in the period on shots on net 3-2, but 17-12 overall for the Force. Neither team has taken a penalty in the second. Not much to write home about. A couple good opportunities for either side, but nothing on the board for either team. 3-1 Storm lead. Here, as we still have plenty of time left in the Papa John's second period. 13:17 to go. Faceoff will be in the Fargo end. Ryan McMurphy will take this draw against Andrew McDonald of Fargo. Faceoff's won to Lebowski, who holds, shoots, and misses the net high. Lebowski a lot of time to set up that shot. Had some traffic develop in front, but missed high. And now Fargo can't clear. Lebowski got it back in. It was sent to the center, but taken back. And here's Jago. Jago, the defenseman, into the zone on the far side. Played by Hines. Tyler Hines up top. Hunter Warner with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound to McDonald. Back to Warner on the left point. Warner makes a little move trying to get away from McMurphy. He dumped it in deep. Around the wall to the far side. Is sent up the wall by Schultz and out of the zone. Nice job by Jalen Schultz sticking with it. As it's played back by Boutrous Ghaffari for Fargo. Got it forward. And now it's Mears Moore on the far side. Sent it in deep to the Storm end. Gomez on the near side corner. Over to Schultz. Schultz moving ahead. Hutchison got the pass. Rolled it into the zone. Hutchison to the center. Milan with a shot that missed wide. Nice look from Hutchison there as the puck came right on the stick of Cody Milan. Now it's Fargo the other way. On the near side, it's Hayes. C.J. Hayes trying to get around Gardner. Goes down, loses an edge. Pile up on top of him as Milan lost a glove. Gets it back. Hayes with Gardner all over him. Up the near side half wall. Kept in, though, by Fargo. And now it's to the center for Hayes. An opportunity, and a shot was blocked. Hayes back up top. Ghaffari keeps it in. Shoots it wide of the net. Rebound behind the net. Kevin Kerr shoots it past his man over to Gardner on the far side. Hutchison couldn't do much with it. Played with a glove by Fargo, but it's touched up by Kevin Kerr. And now Kerr with it in the near side corner. Kevin Kerr going to hold up a second. And set things up here for Tri-City. Kerr, nice pass over to Drew Mayer. Mayer into the zone around one man. Mayer into the center for Hutchison. Went wide. Nice job by Hutchison, though. Leaving for Valisano. Valisano now. Got tripped up a little bit, but stayed on his feet. Sent it back down low to Mayer. Mayer back behind the net. Hutchison with it now. Hutchison took a hit, trying to move it. Hutchison still controlling it. Hutchison now from the goal line, a shot save made by Jensen. Rebound Fargo. And now Jackstat to the center. He's got Zerbin. Zerbin into the zone. Far side, moving on Fritz. Zerbin takes a shove from Fritz and goes down. Nice defense from Fritz, staying with him. Try to get it up to Poganski. A couple players overskating the puck here at neutral ice. Valisano back to Poganski. Poganski into the zone. Down the far side. Shot it in front. He scores! Tri-City with a 4-1 lead. 10:35 to go in the second period. Austin Poganski, the power move down the right side. Didn't see who it went off of. Poganski shoved it in front. Freitag was in front. But I think it's going to be a Poganski goal. Going to check a replay here in the arena. See what kind of shot we got here. Poganski drives wide with the stick in his right hand. Just one-hands it to the net. And it gets by the netminder. It's an Austin Poganski goal for the Tri-City Storm. Poganski with his second goal as many nights. He leads the team with 15 tallies on the season. Fargo's offside. We get a stoppage. And Tri-City has opened up the lead. It's 4-1, Tri-City Storm. Great work by Poganski. He's got the stick in one hand. He just one-handed it with his right hand at the net. And it goes in under Jensen. Jensen, two goals in a row there where really it's been a soft shot with not much speed on it that's snuck under him and into the back of the net. And now behind the Storm net, Fargo with possession. Kivi Halme with a shot that was deflected into the netting. Goal for Poganski, and man, Poganski did a great job. I think Valisano is going to pick up a first assist on that one. As Valisano took it through neutral ice, got it to Poganski, who then moved down the right side and to the net. Faceoff is going to come to the right of the netminder, Jacob Johansson, for the Storm. Tri-City able to win it. Lebowski off to the races. Got it forward. Eastman streaking in. Eastman to the net. Save Jensen. Rebound loose. Stormer poking at it. Lebowski was in there. But the official blows the whistle. Eastman made something out of nothing there. Lebowski off the faceoff just went flying into the Fargo end. And Eastman had a nice opportunity there. Initial shot went off the helmet of Jensen, and then he covered up the rebound. 9:59 to go in the second. We're halfway through this game. And Tri-City is in the lead. 4-1. They have the only goal of the second period. Austin Poganski from Connor Valisano at 9:25. Quick shot off the draw from the Storm was saved by Jensen. Got a piece of it with the glove. Rebound is loose, and Fargo's got it. Moore too far ahead of McDonald. Turned back for Tri-City. Deflected in by McMurphy. Sent in deep behind the net. Warner shoved by Lebowski. Lebowski comes out of there with the puck. But he turned it back to Warner. Warner got it up the far side. And Fargo has it. Mears Moore. Moore past the red line into the zone. Back up top. Sent in deep by McDonald. And now behind the net. Hines didn't know where the puck was. Turned it over to Schultz. Schultz for Eastman out in neutral ice. Lebowski streaks to it. Gets into the zone. Lebowski caught up with Ghaffari there. And no call coming as the two got caught up. Fargo will move with the puck forward into the Storm, and it's Hines. Hines, nice play by Kevin Kerr to knock him off the puck, and it's Gardner for Tri-City. Gardner, low, got it to Kerr, who lost it. A chance in front for Fargo. Save made by Johansson on Hines. Centering pass, and Isimont scores. Isimont from Hines, and it's a 4-2 game. 8:57 to go in the second period. Can't blame Johansson there. Isimont was sitting on the doorstep with a wide open net. Good hard work there from Tyler Hines, the Slingerlands, New York native. And Hines really took the initial shot and then on the far circle, the right circle, threw it through Kevin Kerr and Gardner to Isimont on the back door. And he scores. Now Isimont again into the zone. Puck is loose in front of the net, and here's Hayes. Hayes with a shot that's deflected up into the netting. And we get a stoppage with 8:44 to go in the Papa John's second period of play. Tri-City Storm leading Fargo 4-2. Both teams with a tally now in the second period. Poganski, first for the Storm, and Fargo responds with a goal from Mikey Isimont. Isimont now with 9 goals on the season, second on Fargo's team with 18 points. Face off to the left now of Johansson is won by Fargo. Got it up top. Kivi Halme got it in deep behind the Storm net, taken by Valisano. He's got Pogansky, but he decided to go to Freitag on the far side. Freitag got taken off the puck by Kivi Halme, kept in by Valisano for a second. Now it pops out, and it's Storm back in onside. Valisano to the center. Freitag lines one up, and a save is made there from Jensen. Best chance for Freitag so far in his USHL career, as Isimont on the near side. Toe drag move, and a shot went wide. Now on the far side, jostling for position, Garrett Gray comes away with it for Fargo. Up top on the right point, sent in deep. Behind the net, Gray gets shoved by Hutton. And on the near side, Fargo still with the puck. Shot from Jago, missed the net pretty wide. And now on the far side, Fargo still with another chance in front, and Johansson covers up and pushing and shoving in front of the Storm net. Garrett Gray and Valisano dropping the gloves. Gray getting punches in on Valisano. I don't know if Valisano even dropped them or not. Gray dropped the gloves there. No doubt about it. He's going to the box. Valisano didn't get a chance to do much there. Tell you what, Garrett Gray got a couple shots in, though. And Valisano headed to the box. Fight occurred after the whistle in front of Johansson. Both players into the box. We'll see what the calls are. Let's get a replay and see Valisano there, because I'm not sure if he could get his gloves off really cleanly, and all of a sudden he was trying to defend himself from a couple of fists from Garrett Gray. So we'll talk it over here on the penalties. Both players into the box. Gray, a salmon arm British Columbia native. Penalties being announced right now. So they get matching penalties for both sides. And we're back underway here. 7:40 to go in the second. Babcock with it for Fargo to the center. Jackstat got taken off, and now McMurphy got it to Eastman. Back to McMurphy with a lot of speed. Came in offside as the whistle. 7.5 minutes to go here in the second. Tri-City Storm with a 4-2 lead on the Fargo Force. A lot of goals here early on in this one. Those were the first two penalties of the period, the fights. Fargo now out shooting Tri-City 20-18 on the night. Faceoff won by the Force, and Goff got it on the far side, moved forward. Jackstat couldn't catch up to it, and now it's icing on Fargo. 7:21 to go in the second. Storm with a 4-2 lead here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. We're with you for all 60 this season on the Breeze, and that means we'll be with you tomorrow afternoon as the Storm take on the Fargo Force once more in a 3:05 game. 3:05 in the afternoon, Sunday fun day here at the Viero Event Center. On Friday and Saturday next week on the 7th and 8th of March, it'll be the Muskegon Lumberjacks here in Kearney. Should be good battles with a Muskegon team that is battling for a playoff position right now on the outside looking in, however, as the Chicago Steel have been the team that has been surprising everybody in the second half of the season. Here's Chase Berger with his shot into the zone, and a glove save made by the Fargo netminder, Brendan Jensen. He hangs on. We've got 7 minutes even to go here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Tri-City Storm with a 4-2 lead on the Fargo Force. The two goals here in the second, Austin Pogansky from Connor Valisano at 9:25. For Pogansky now this season, we talk about it a little bit. Pogansky is having a heck of a second half now this year. He's got a goal and an assist tonight. Pogansky's got 15 goals and 7 assists for 22 points in 43 games. Pogansky really just been fantastic over the last couple weeks. Last night scores a shorthanded goal. Tonight, a first assist and a goal here in the second period. Mikey Isimont has the Fargo goal at 11:03 from Tyler Hines in the second period. Isimont now with 9 goals on the season. And Tyler Hines has 13 total goals, but he's only scored 5 of them with Fargo. The leading goal scorer of goals for Fargo this year, Mikey Eisenman, with 9, which gives you an opportunity to understand the anemic offense that Fargo's had. And it's tough to win games without that offense. And you see some of the top teams from around the USHL putting up 4.5 goals a night. Fargo, and both Fargo and Tri-City are under 3 goals a night, and it's been tough. But Tri-City already with 4 here tonight, and a face-off win. A quick shot from Milan was blocked, and Hutton decides to put it in deep. Mayer was wide open calling for it in the left circle, but now Milan comes away. Milan shoots, save made, rebound, shot went wide. Mayer winning a battle on the far side, and a player down for Fargo, chance in front. Mayer, opportunity there, Milan into the net, shot hit Milan in front. Excuse me, not Milan, Hutchison was in front. Hutchison was into the net, and a shot came, and I think it hit Hutchison. Surprised the officials didn't blow the whistle there, as Mayer comes right back in, shoots, and the net comes off, and a penalty upcoming here, as Mayer might have took a shot after the play. Tri-City Storm, this fourth line, shaking things up tonight, really making things happen. 6:24 to go in the second period. Storm of a 4-2 lead. Couple huge opportunities for the fourth line in the Storm. We'll be heading to the Century 21 power play once more as Jago is headed to the box. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Tanner Jago into the box for Fargo. Tri-City to the power play. Storm 1-4 on the power play already here tonight. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Lebosky's got it at the right point. Sent it down to Berger on the right circle. Back to Lebosky at the center. Far side, Kevin Kerr. It's Lebosky at the center. Over to Berger on the right circle. Berger to the center for Kevin Kerr. Fakes in a shot. Now it's Wilkie. Wilkie holding on the far side. Wilkie going down low now with it. Wilkie swings it around the wall up top for Kerr. Kerr on the near side, Lebosky. Lebosky to the far side. Wilkie sticked it down out of the air. Wilkie switches sides with Poganski. Tried to feed it to Poganski. Took a big hit on the back wall. And Fargo able to clear. Tri-City with the puck, with the possession, with the puck movement, but no shots there on the power play, and you got to shoot to score. See if the Storm can get a better opportunity here as Lebosky on the near side. Poganski dove in front of Gafari, a penalty. Whistle to Fargo. Poganski got hit by Gafari on the near side. We got a 5-on-3 Century 21 power play for Tri-City for the next minute and 9 seconds, and now Fargo with 3 players into the box. You've got Garrett Gray for a fighting major. Tanner Jago cross-checking. And now Boutros Gafari for a trip. Tri-City Stone. A 5-on-3 Century 21 power play for the next minute and 9 seconds. 5:33 to go here in the second. Storm lead 4-2 and a big opportunity for Tri-City. Storm have Mayer, Milan, Hutchison on the ice for the power play. Storm fans, Mayer, Milan, Hutchison, you got your fourth line on for a 5-on-3 right now. Shows how Jim Holton feels like that fourth line is playing tonight. Gomez and Schultz on the backboards here for the defense. Schultz down low to Milan. Milan with a shot, a save. Mayer on the rebound. Went wide. Couple shoves for Tri-City. Couldn't get it home. And it's all the way down. And the Storm end, 48 seconds to go in the 5-on-3, and the Storm will have a power play still going after that, but the 5-on-3 here, big opportunity. Milan ahead for Gomez. Gomez stopped on the near side wall, got it down low to Milan. Milan in the center for Hutchison. Hutchison steers it around up top for Gomez. Back to Hutchison. Now Gomez on the right point. Over to Schultz. Schultz shoots. Missed the net high. Rebound, Gomez has got it. Keeps it in. 22 seconds left on the 5-on-3. Schultz to Gomez. Gomez, Hutchison, Schultz. Down low, Milan on the goal line to Schultz at the center. Schultz to Milan. Milan shoots, hits the goaltender in the helmet. Well, he makes the save. Gomez keeps it in. 7 seconds in the 5-on-3. Gomez has it. He shoots. Save made, and he hangs on. Nice goaltending there by Jensen. Hutchison has to be taken away from Neil Goff after the play. Good work by Tri-City. Good puck possession, good shots there. Good goaltending from Jensen. 4-2 Storm lead, 4:26 to go in the second period here on the Breeze. 2 seconds left in a 5-on-3 for Tri-City. Jago, the first man out of the box. And then Gafari will come out in 54 seconds. So it'll be 52 seconds of 5-on-4. Storm trying to get a face-off win. They got it over to Lebowski. Lebowski knows he's got to work quickly with a man coming back into the play. Finds Freitag. We're 5-on-4 now. Now back to Lebowski. Over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr with it on the left circle. Now Lebowski on the near side. Freitag. Freitag shooting. Deflected wide of the net. Eastman's got it. Eastman in the corner. Eastman working behind the net. Kyle Eastman to the center. Freitag. It was wide open on the near side. He couldn't handle it. Now it's on over to Lebowski. On the near side, Eastman. Up top, Kerr. Lebowski on the right point. Back to Kerr. 20 seconds to go on the power play. Lebowski holding at the center. Fakes on a shot. Finds Freitag. Back to Lebowski. Lebowski back to Freitag. Holding. Shooting in front. Trying to find Eastman on a deflection. Got blocked in front. Fargo's got possession. It's Hines. And he banks it all the way down the ice. That'll do it for the Century 21 power play. Tri-City with all kinds of zone time, but could not score on either opportunity. Now it's Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone. Tripped up. No call coming. But offside is whistled on Tri-City. Storm can't complain there as they've just had a couple of power play opportunities. Tri-City has a power play goal in this game, but they're 1 of 6 on the man advantage. 3:22 to go in the second period. Storm lead Fargo 4-2 here on the Breeze. Berger on the faceoff for Tri-City going against Mikey Isamont, who has the Fargo goal in the second period. Storm win the faceoff, sent in by Schultz right on the net. Save made by Jensen. Behind the net, the puck goes. It's taken there by Kivi Halme. Berger fell down, trying to get back in the play, and now it's Morelli trying to get around Gardner. He couldn't. Gardner stopped it. Puck's kept in by Morelli. Takes a hit from Berger. Far side, Curry banked it up top. Kept in with the foot of Jago, and here's Fargo. Morelli with a shot that's blocked. Gardner just stands him up there. Now a big hit from Wilkie on the near side. Behind the net, Fargo's still with it, though. Hayes to the center. Gardner got his stick in there, knocked it away. Berger got it forward, kept in, though, and now they whistle for offside. Linesman there was skating backwards to neutral ice. Not a good vantage point, but he did whistle offside. 2:38 to go. Here in the second period, presented by Papa John's, either team with a goal in this second. Storm with a 4-2 lead. Faceoff just outside the Tri-City end is won by the Storm. Lebowski over to Kerr. Kevin Kerr got it to Fritz on the near side. Fritz now with it in front of the Storm net. Leaves it there for Kevin Kerr behind the net. Kerr fakes out one Fargo player. McDonald went down. Now it's McMurphy, who almost lost it, but got it to Lebowski, who sends it in deep on a backhand. Down low, Fargo moves it up the wall. Force with it through neutral ice. Lebowski stops that one. Taken by Poganski, trying to move into the zone. McMurphy lost it, and the puck's taken by Fargo. Mears Moore. Moore leaves it there for Hines. Hines, McMurphy on him. Hines to the center. Puck bounces in the air. Settles down. Opportunity, I think Johansson made a save there. And now it's Lebowski who's trying to get an opportunity. Lebowski tried to swing one to Poganski. It's knocked away by Jago, who sent it forward. Nobody there. Kevin Kerr intercepts. Lebowski got it into the zone, and he sent it in deep. Behind the Fargo net, minute and a half to go in the second. Storm on top 4-2 here on the Breeze. Sent back into the Fargo end by Hutton. Fargo recovering. It's Hunter Warner ridden into the boards by Hutchison. But he got it forward to McDonald, who banked it off the glass. Not out. Loose puck in the zone. Kept in by Mayer. Mayer on the near side. Hutchison. Hutchison got it back down low to Mayer. Mayer in the corner will hold it. Leave it for Milan. Too far in front of him. Hutchison's got a race to the far side. Hutchison got hit hard. Helmet goes flying. Looked like Hutchison took an elbow there. And Hutchison's going to drop the gloves. Here fighting against Warner. And Warner, Hutchison didn't have good good footing there. I believe that's Hutchison's first bite of the season. And Warner bounced on top of Hutchison, who gets up slowly. Skates over to the box. 56 seconds left. Hutchison was not happy there. He got hit in the face on a play that wasn't called, and he went after Hunter Warner. Hunter Warner, though, maybe not the guy Hutchison wants to fight. Warner's an experienced fighter. They show the hit on the replay. Warner got up high on Hutchison, knocked his helmet off, and Hutchison wasn't having any of it. And then he drops the glove to Hunter Warner. Hutchison swung and missed and then fell down and toppled into the far side. But Nick Hutchison there, valiant effort after the hit to stand up for himself. Into the box for 5 minute fighting major, second fight we've had here tonight. 56 seconds to go in the second period. Tri-City on top 4-2. Chase Berger will take this faceoff. He's having a grand old time out there, joking it up with the linesman who's going to drop the puck. Mike Babcock on the faceoff for Fargo. And Berger won it back, but it's taken by Jackstad of Fargo. Nice job by Wilkie. Take the puck away and leave it for Berger. Berger's into the zone on the right side, and he flipped it with the backhand into the corner against Neil Goff. Chip forward by Wilkie. Berger gloved it down for himself behind the net. Berger moving in front, flipped it up top. Curry wasn't in a good position for that one, and Jackstad turned it right back over to Berger. Got it back in. Here's Wilkie one-on-one. Wilkie shoots it wide of the net. Puck was rolling on Wilkie. Couldn't get a good opportunity, and now it's out of the zone. Rolling back to the Storm, and icing waved off. 23 seconds to go in the period. Gomez left it for Schultz. Got it forward. Gomez here on the near side. Center to Berger. Berger with a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Wilkie in the zone. Wilkie tried to leave it for Berger. Deflected away by Jensen. Now it's Curry. Curry behind the net on the far side. 5 seconds to go in the period. Gomez with one final shot opportunity. You send it to Wilkie. And time expires in the second period. Both teams with one goal in this second period, and the Storm take a 2-goal lead to the third. 4-2 lead for Tri-City. We'll head to the Central Hydraulic intermission report next here on The Breeze, 94.5. Tri-City leading 4-2 after two.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss Snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm ahead of the Fargo Force, 4-2. After two periods here in the Central Hydraulic. Intermission report, Jared Sheffrin with you. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. We're going to switch things up. First, we're going to give you the out-of-town scoreboard update, and then we're going to give you the Stadler implement period recap in just a few moments. Out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Dubuque has defeated Team USA 5-3. That is a final 5-3 Dubuque win in Ann Arbor. Indiana has knocked off Chicago. Packed the house night in Indianapolis, over 11,000 fans in attendance at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Pretty cool look for Indiana, and they get the 4-1 win over Chicago. Des Moines, after losing a game which they were ahead 4-0 last night, comes from behind to win tonight 4-3 over Youngstown. Buccaneers get an overtime goal from Jake Jackson and defeat Youngstown 4-3. Jack Jenkins with two goals in the third period to tie the game. Youngstown was ahead 3-1 with 7 minutes to go, and Jack Jenkins scores a pair, and then Jake Jackson, a lot of J's there, scores in overtime. Des Moines wins over Youngstown 4-3. Waterloo and Muskegon are in overtime right now, 2-2 the score between the Blackhawks and the Lumberjacks. Both teams with a goal in each period, no goals in the third period, after each team scoring one in the first and second. Now they're in overtime, Waterloo and Muskegon. Sioux Falls has a 3-2 lead over Sioux City after two periods. The Stampede holding on to that 3-2 lead. Christian Horn has the Sioux Falls third goal of the night, continuing to excel for the Stampede. Kyle Schmidt has two goals for Sioux City in this one. Cedar Rapids trails Lincoln 4-2. Late in the second period, Rough Riders behind here to Lincoln. Stars on the road in Cedar Rapids putting on a show. They have goals from Magnus Hoff, Blake Christensen, Christian Labasso, and John Simonson. Two goals for Cedar Rapids from Andrew Podorowski and Mark Ock. Green Bay has a 3-2 lead over Omaha late in the second period as well in that one. And they're in Green Bay, the Gamblers, with a 3-2 lead over Omaha. Fans, reminder about our Valentino's trivia question of the week. Head to the Storm Facebook page and check out our trivia question each Tuesday afternoon for a chance to win a free buffet from Valentino's. Valentino's eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like, and they get the trivia question every Tuesday afternoon on the Storm Facebook page. We also want to thank Valentino's for sponsoring tonight's game here at the Viero Event Center. A lot of pizza brought in by Valentino's with bacon on it for some of our bacon specials. And Valentino's a great partner of the Storm all season long. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back for the Stadler Implement Period Recap in just a moment here on The Breeze 94.5.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armor Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armor Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm on top of the Fargo Force, 4-2 after two periods here in the Stadler Implement period recap. Inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Jared Schaffrin joined by Tyler Cavalli of UNK. And Tyler has been watching some of these last couple games here at the Viero Event Center when the Storm have been home. And obviously, Tyler, things have been pretty feast or famine for Tri-City this season. Right. There's been obviously some mistakes, wins, losses. But here tonight, the Storm seem to have control of this game over Fargo.
They do. They've been taking advantage of opportunities, really shooting a lot at goal. And yeah, I think you would have liked to see them take advantage of the 5-on-3. And they've had a lot of opportunities, unfortunately unable to capitalize. But, hey, they have a two-point lead. They've put already four goals, and they have a 4-2 lead. So if you're holding, you can't be complaining too much. Like I said, it would have been nice to see at least a goal, or they've had chances. But, hey, you got a two-point lead right now going the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, Storm 1 out of 6 on the power play. Right. So, like you said, you would have liked to see an opportunity to put the puck home. And Jim Holton, you know, I talked about this a little bit on the broadcast, but on that 5-on-3, since you mentioned it, really going with an unconventional lineup for that 5-on-3, they bring out the fourth line of Nick Hutchison, Cody Milan, and Drew Mayer. And I know you think fourth line, you think, you know, the fourth best line. But tonight, that's been the hardest working line that's really generated a lot of opportunities. Cody Milan has scored a goal, and they've been working good below the circles. But at the same point, you bring out that fourth line, maybe it boosts their confidence a little bit. You see Nick Hutchison sticking up for himself with a fight after that. But you don't have your scorers on the ice. And so without the scorers on the ice, you come up scoreless.
Right. And going back to Nick Hutchison sticking up for his fight, hey, that was nice to see. You said during the game that was his first fight of the season, correct, and went up against a veteran guy that fight. Unfortunately lost, but hey, I'd like to see your guys sticking up for themselves. But in the last 20 minutes coming up, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think Hutchison, you know, he's learning a lot this season. And, you know, I've talked about him over the last couple weeks as a guy who's been developing more and more, and you can see it game by game, getting more confident with the puck. And at that point, he got hit hard. He was standing up for himself.
Right,
and you know, you got to credit Hutchison. Also, we saw another fight in that period. Connor Valisano dropped the gloves. And actually, we've seen a whole bunch of fights here. We saw Kyle Eastman in the first period, but in that second period, Valisano. What did you see there? Because I wasn't sure if Valisano even really was ready for that fight. It seemed like he got ambushed a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah, he kind of did, and, you know, he kind of just had to do his best at that, but, you know, just I didn't really see it as much as you did either, but, yeah, he had to hold his own, and he did, so.
Yeah, and you know, the first fight was the best out of the three.
Right,
you got Eastman, Eastman really dropping the fist there with Ashley, and we're trying to figure out whether Ashley, we haven't seen him back into the game, so I'm not sure if he's been ejected or what, because he could end up being suspended for tomorrow's game. I think the league will review that, and my opinion, I don't know what the league is going to do, but I think if the league had to make a ruling, if I had to say what they do, they let him play tomorrow Because after the games, they always review everything. And tomorrow's a 3 o'clock game, so they're going to have to review it pretty quickly tonight. But I didn't think it was too much malintent there from Ashley.
Well, on here, they updated it. It was a game ejection. Now it's a game misconduct. So, like you said, they'll just have to see after the game and talk it over. But, yeah, that was the best fight, center ice, and duking it out.
What's one forward that you've seen here from the Storm that has worked well here tonight?
Well, one forward that I've been impressed with, I've always been very impressed with Dan Lebowski. He's just a little short guy, but he's always out there just on the run. He's always out there with the puck trying to get something going on the offensive side. But I've just been impressed with Lebowski, the way he moves around there. You know, he's a short little guy out there with these bigger guys, but he's not scared to get out there. And he'll bump into a few guys, check him in to the side. But I would say Dan Lebowski for sure.
You know, it's funny that you say that because the last week when Jim Holton put the three of those guys together, Lebowski, McMurphy, and Eastman,
yeah.
I really like that combination. I mentioned last week I thought that they were really going to have success together as a combo. And Kyle Eastman with a great goal tonight,
right.
A result of good work by them. And you said, actually, Lebowski was very visible tonight, and he also plays the point on the power play. So he's able to be up top on the power play, moves the puck. I'd like to see him let go of the shot a little bit more.
Right.
Bring the shot, Dandy. Bring it. Let's see what you got there. But I think otherwise, yeah, I think Dan Lebowski definitely been an asset for Tri-City offensively. 6 goals this season, picked up 2 assists already here tonight for Tri-City. And absolutely, I think Lebowski, he's a guy who's going to go into Colorado College next year and be a big factor there in the NCHC.
Well, and then another guy that we just called up as well, Matthew Freitag. You know, he's had a couple opportunities. Yeah,
there was a great look on the power play.
Great look. Unfortunately, just couldn't capitalize. But, yeah, I mean, we talked about it before we went on air, that to look out for this Freitag guy. And, you know, so far, been fairly impressive so far. So, and a lot to look forward to the next upcoming season as well. And the next couple games, because we still got...
Yeah, Freitag's going to be here tomorrow. I don't know if he'll be back later in the season. It's kind of on a week-by-week basis here. But he will be playing tomorrow as an affiliate player for Tri-City. Bunch of affiliate players coming into the Storm here in the next couple weeks. Tyler Cavalli joining us here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report for the Sadler Implement Period Recap. Sadler Implement, a great sponsor here of our radio broadcast, sponsoring our intermission updates, making farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break and we'll come back with the Big O Tires third period of play. 20 minutes to go, Tri-City ahead, 4-2 here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Covered with our very best. Don't settle for anything less. Our reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Ready for the third period here in Viero Event Center. Kearney, Tri-City Storm, and the Fargo Force Storm have won the opening faceoff. They're going from right to left in the third, leading 4-2. Fargo now with the puck in their own end, and they are going from left to right. Kept in, though, nicely by Lebowski at the top of the zone. Eastman's got an opportunity. Eastman just holds and backhands it deep to Lebowski. Now McMurphy. McMurphy tried to leave it back for Lebowski, who's there. Lebowski got it past McDonald, but nobody there to play it with him. Up the far side wall. McMurphy keeps it in. Here's Lebowski. Gets around one man, but takes a big hit by Jago. And now it's Fargo who controls. Hines with it. Hines into the Storm end. Nice hit there from Tri-City's Grant Hutton. On the near side, it's moved by Schultz to Lebowski. Lebowski, nice pass right on the tape of Wilkie. Wilkie shoots and a save made by Jensen. That's what you want to see from Wilkie. Obviously a little far away on that shot, but Wilkie not afraid to pull the trigger, and you got to hope he keeps shooting here in this third period. Just about a minute in here to the Big O Tires, third period of play. Tri-City Storm leading 4-2 on the Fargo Force. First meeting of the season between these two. Three more to come over the next couple weeks. One more tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon. Be an early start time here at the Viero Event Center. Force win the faceoff, and it's Garrett Gray into the zone. Isamont sends it in deep for Hayes. Back to Gray. Gray takes a hit from Berger. Now on the far side, Kevin Kerr pinning his man into the wall. Played to Garrett Gray. Gray and Storm are going to get called for a penalty here. And the Storm will be shorthanded, going to the GNC penalty kill here early in the third with a 4-2 lead. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and north of Walmart in Hastings. Head to GNC today. 2 minutes for holding on Kevin Kerr. Just the not the right kind of penalty you want to take if you're Tri-City. And off the faceoff, Storm sent it out of play into the Fargo bench. A couple assistants there having to watch out on Fargo. 8:35 to go here in the period. 5 seconds in to the Kevin Kerr penalty. And Fargo, Mikey Isamont tossed out of the circle. Storm, here in this third period, you got a two-goal lead. Can't allow Fargo to get back into this game by taking penalties. And faceoff won by Tri-City. This time, they clear it all the way down. And Pogansky in deep, trying to cause some havoc there, but was taken back by a defenseman for Fargo, Kivilhame. But then right back to Jalen Schultz, who sends in deep. Nice job by Tri-City. Defenseman Kivilhame again with it. Kivilhame back down low. Fargo going to reset here. Minute 20 to go in the power play. The Force into the zone. Isamont. Isamont up top. And it's Gafari with a lot of room and a shot and a save and a rebound score. The Force have scored on the power play, beating Johansson on a rebound. And it's a one-goal game. Big goal there for Garrett Gray. Garrett Gray gets the goal for Fargo on the rebound in front A lot of time for Boutrous Ghaffari. Ghaffari will pick up the first assist on the shot. Ghaffari moved in, had a lot of time, took a wrist shot here, and the rebound came out in front. Garrett Gray bangs it home. 23, Garrett Gray on the goal. Based off one by Tri-City, but as I just said, the penalties will kill you. And that allows teams to come back. Fargo with a power play goal. Storm in onside here. Mayer trying to take his man off the puck. Couldn't do it. Fargo has it now behind the net. Move forward. And it's moved in by Fargo. Jackstat to the center. Puck goes wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. Mylan got it forward. Poganski runs over his man. Here come the Storm with a rush. It's Mylan. Mylan with a 2-on-1. Passes to the far side. Deflected away by Babcock. Mylan gets it back, though. Mylan on the far side. Holding. Getting pounded by Goff behind the wall. Now it's Mylan on the far side trying to keep it alive, but he couldn't. And now it's back to neutral ice, and it rolled over Kevin Kerr's stick all the way down. 3 minutes into the third period, and no sense of urgency at all for the Storm. Take an early penalty. Fargo capitalizes a 4-3 game. Pat Curry deflects it in deep into the Fargo end. Around to the far side. Berger keeps it alive for Wilkie. Wilkie in deep. Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie, oh, great move. Kivi Halme bailed out on the backside. As it was sent in by Hutton, too far away from Curry. Kept in by Schultz, wide of the net. Rebound down low, Curry. Wilkie with a shot, went wide of the net. Now Berger. Berger in the near side corner. Good possession here for the Storm. Trying to retake control of the game. Curry on the near side. Worked it down low, but Kivi Halme got it to the far side. And now on the near side, Hines got a piece of it into the Storm end. 4 minutes into the third, 16 to go. Tri-City leading 4-3. Here's Curry. Curry past the red line. Into the zone. Leaves for Berger. Berger to the center. Knocked away by the netminder. Thrown out in front. And it's taken by Fargo now. Hines to neutral ice. Into the Storm end. Tries to make a move on Fritz. Fritz knocks him to the backboards. Hines shakes off Kerr. On the far side. Goes to his left point man. Goff with a shot. And Johansson deflected it off the backboard. Chance in front. Taken away by Freitag. Freitag with a pass to Wilkie. Wilkie had Freitag going the other way, and he gets him. Here's Freitag towards the net, but he couldn't get control of it, and a penalty is being whistled here to Fargo, a slashing call on the force. And Tyler Hines, who's been such a positive influence here for Fargo in this game, taking a slashing penalty, giving the momentum right back to Tri-City. 15:34 to go. Here in the Big O Tires third period, Storm editing the Century 21 power play. Slashing is the whistle on Hines. Freitag had an opportunity on the near side after on the delayed call, but he couldn't do much with it. Storm now with Poganski, Valisano, Lebowski, Kerr, and Mylan. Face-off won by Fargo, but Mylan able to keep it in on the right point. Over to Kerr on the left side. Kerr is holding, sends it in deep. Poganski got control now. Lebowski swings it over to the far side. Valisano up top, Mylan. Mylan at the right point. Got Valisano on the right circle. Valisano trying to create space. He's got Mylan. Mylan with a backhand pass over to Kevin Kerr. Had to keep it in. Swung around to Valisano on the far side. Back down low, Lebowski. Lebowski up top, Kevin Kerr. Fakes on a shot. Tried to send it down low. Poganski was open. Was deflected far wide, but Lebowski keeps it in. Now it's Mylan with a shot. Save made by Jensen. Nice opportunity there. Poganski was in front looking for a deflection. Jensen made the save. Minute 15 to go in the Century 21 power play. Tri-City ahead of Fargo. 4-3 here on the breeze with 14:40 to go in the third. Mylan moving forward on the far side. Wilkie. Wilkie gains the red line, swings it around to the near side. Berger trying to cut it off. He couldn't. Out of the zone it goes. Gomez trying to recover in his own end. Got it to Schultz. Back to Gomez now on the near side. Gomez is going to skate it forward. He's in neutral ice. Gains the red line. Swings it around. Goaltender Jensen couldn't slow it down. Berger did, but Neil Goff sends it all the way down. Tri-City, one shot on the power play here. Gomez getting it forward to Curry. Curry on the far side. Passed it behind Wilkie. Curry got it back. It got hit as he entered the zone. Lost the puck. Fargo has it. And it's moved now by a very speedy C.J. Hayes. Lost the puck for a second, got past Curry. Hayes into the offensive zone. Hayes to the center. Knocked wide of the net. Gomez gets it back. 13 seconds left in the penalty. Here to Hines. Gomez on the near side. Curry. Curry can't get it in the zone. Now he does. Gomez was in onside there, but Fargo controls, and we are now back to even strength. Force have it as Hines comes out of the box. Hines will go right to the bench as Lebowski takes his man off the puck. Storm will send it all the way down. Icing is going to be whistled here on Tri-City, and first 6.5 minutes for the Storm of the third has not been what they've looked for. Tri-City leading 4-3 here, but struggling to get some offensive rhythm. Power play, they've had good possession in the zone, but can't seem to generate positive shot attempts. As the Storm win the faceoff forward here, and Lebowski will flip it in deep. Jensen stops it with a stick, plays it on the far side, intercepted by McMurphy. McMurphy in deep. McMurphy to the center. Lebowski couldn't get there, and now it's taken by Fargo. Nice job, though, at the top by Eastman to create a turnover. And now Gardner worked it back to Lebowski, who lifted it to neutral ice. And now McMurphy's got a loose puck into the zone. McMurphy, though, lost it to Kivihome. And it's back out to neutral ice. Grant Hutton will shoot it back in deep into the Fargo end. 12:45 to go in the game. Storm with a 4-3 lead on Fargo. Force with it on the near side. Cut off by Lebowski. Lebowski now holding to the center. Somehow got through two Fargo players, but it was taken back by Jack Satt. And here comes Zerbin. Zerbin into the zone. Zerbin at the top. Nice pass to McDonald, who's wide open, and saved by Johansson. Huge glove save by Jacob Johansson to stop that puck on an open opportunity for Fargo and Andrew McDonald. McDonald now has had a breakaway and that opportunity there, and Johansson has been good at the task on both of them. Tri-City leading 4-3 here in the third. At Big O Tires, they know your time is valuable, and that's why they have Express Lane tire installation, where they can usually mount and balance four tires in 20 minutes or less. It's just another way Big O Tires tries to ensure that your experience is a pleasant one. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Tri-City Storm here with a 4-3 lead on the Fargo Force, and the third period has been owned by the Force. Force got a power play goal 2 minutes and 9 seconds into the third from Garrett Gray. Boutrous Ghaffari picks up the assist on that goal. And as the teams come out of a media timeout, we've got 12:24, an eternity left in this game. And Fargo's had some great opportunities. Tri-City going to try to work to get the momentum back. They have had a power play in this period, but unable to score. Storm 1-for-7 on the night. Fargo had their second power play and scored on that Garrett Gray goal. It was a power play goal. Faceoffs in the Storm end, and Tri-City wins it forward. Kerr got it to Milan, who flips it to neutral ice. And it's loose, and now it pops out of play into the bench, so we'll get a faceoff and neutral ice. 12:14 to go here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City on top of the Fargo Forks, 4-3. Clinging to the one-goal lead here. Saw that last night in Lincoln. Stars were able to score three unanswered in the final period to win that game 5-3. Storm win the faceoff here. It's chipped into the Fargo zone. Storm have been doing a great job here on faceoffs tonight. Nice job by McMurphy on the forecheck. Almost got a turnover. McDonald recovered for Fargo. Sent it on the far side out to neutralize. Lebowski takes it away, and it's brought in offside by Fargo. Lebowski took a hit on the far side on that offside play and slowly gets up to his feet. Danny Lebowski, for a small guy coming in here at 5'7", which is a generous listing, does get some tough hits and gets abused during the game. And he's always a little bit slow to get up, but he's always back on the bench with a positive attitude and trying to continue his hard work, even though he's not the biggest man on the ice. In fact, he's usually the smallest man on the ice. Lebowski usually always working hard, trying to do his part here for the Tri-City Storm. As Fargo has the puck now to neutral ice, Hutton shoots it in. Storm have to tag up. It's into Tanner Jago. The far side now for Fargo. Palisano all over the forecheck trying to get a turnover. He couldn't, but it's sent all the way down, and an icing
is whistled here on Fargo. Grant Hutton had to turn around, turn on the speed there to get back and win that race. Icing whistled to Fargo. 11:24 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Next goal will be a telling one in this game. Storm can get it. They'll push their lead back up to two. But if Fargo can tie this thing up, they will have a lot of momentum here for the final minutes of this game. Faceoff won by Berger to Wilkie with a shot that missed wide of the net. Good faceoff play there from the Storm. Berger shoots it right back in behind the Fargo net. And the Force got it forward, out to neutral ice, almost turned over to Curry. And Fargo sends it into the Storm end. Couldn't connect with their man, but now a turnover from Gomez, taken back by Berger. Chase Berger turns on the speed, gets it out of the zone, but lost the puck. Now Wilkie fighting for it. Curry ends up with it. Pat Curry behind the net. Curry looking for a lane, takes a hit, trying to get it to Berger. Berger comes in, keeps the puck alive, over to the near side corner, Wilkie. Wilkie behind the net. Wilkie now holding on the right goal line to the center, went through. Curry got hit in the face, and he's down on the ice. He's got to get back up in the play. Here's Gray into the zone, and he just shoots it in. Pat Curry now slowly off to the bench. Storm have it forward. Wilkie tried to get it to Berger, who tipped it off a Fargo stick, and now it's back to Garrett Gomez. Curry finally got off the ice. It's sent in deep by Berger. Lebowski will go chase here against Neil Goff. Far side. Pucks won by Lebowski to the center for McMurphy, and he couldn't do much with it. Sent to the near side by Fargo. Eastman in deep on the forecheck. Storm trying to press the issue here on the forecheck. Halfway through the Big O Tires third period. Pucks down. We could have an icing. Icing is waved off. As they say, Zerbin won the race against Kevin Kerr. That is a tough call on Kerr. Looked like he might have been there. And now the Storm have it in neutral ice. Lebowski. Lebowski just shoots it into the far side corner. Eastman going to get it. Deep to McMurphy. Back to Eastman. Up the far side wall. Fargo's got it. Jackstat takes a hit from Eastman. And now it's moved forward. Babcock into the zone. Save made by Johansson. And now Babcock finds his own rebound. From the top of the zone, he sent it back in deep. Kevin Kerr got a piece of it. Sent it around the near side out of the zone. Icing waved off. Fargo back to get it. In their own zone. Tri-City with the fourth line onto the ice. Mayer, Hutchison, and Milan creates a turnover. Hutchison to Mayer in the front. Takes a hit from Jago and a cover from Jensen. You can see that fourth line, Jim Holton not only trusting them here on the ice late in the game. Still 9 minutes left to go, but also they're making stuff happen here as they create a turnover right when they get on the ice. Mayer here in a big faceoff. We'll take this one. Milan is the center on this line, but Mayer goes right after the faceoff. Faceoff is to the right of the netminder Jensen, and he wins it right to Hutchison. A shot just missed the net. In fact, it may have hit the post and went out of play there. Hutchison, good look there. He's not happy with himself. Has a couple words of frustration off to the side, and going to have to regroup here for the faceoff. Again, great faceoff win by Mayer, who came right in there to take it and won it right to Hutchison, who had the lane but just missed the net. 9:05 to go in the third. Storm leading 4-3 here on the Breeze. Mayer this time off the faceoff into the corner. Keeps it alive for Milan, but it's poked to the far side. Fargo with possession. Turned it over to Hutchison. Hutchison keeping it in deep. Force with it now behind their own net. It's moved forward. Kivihalme got it to Gray. Garrett Gray with a shot. It's gloved by Johansson. And he makes the save. 8:46 to go. Now in this game, in the Big O Tires third period, Tri-City going to go for a line change here. Freitag, Poganski, and Valisano onto the ice. Kevin Kerr will join them alongside defenseman Jalen Schultz. 8:46 to go. 4-3 Storm lead here on the Breeze. Faceoff is won by Tri-City, and Kerr off the glass got Freitag's back. Couldn't get control of the puck. And now it's turned over to Poganski, who shoots into the Fargo end. Neil Goff got it back to his partner, Boutros Ghaffari. It's sent forward, calmed down by Freitag. Over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr now to Gardner on the far side. Nice shot up to Freitag, who shoots it in off a glove from Ghaffari. Freitag hits him and is in deep. Freitag to Valisano. Valisano twisting and turning down low. Got it in the near side corner. Two Fargo players there to take it away. Poganski trying to get it back. He couldn't. And now here comes Fargo with a rush. Garrett Gray With another shot deflected wide, Johansson got a piece with the blocker as it went wide. 8 minutes to go here in the Big O Tires third period. Storm will go for a line change, leading 4-3. Fargo with it. Move forward. Stopped as Kivihome entered the zone, and Lebowski will shoot it in to the Fargo end. Eastman, first man there behind the net. Eastman leaves it for McMurphy. McMurphy holding on the near side. Over to Gomez at the point with a shot. Was blocked in front. Hit a Fargo player who's down. And that is Kivihome. Lebowski recovers. Got it to Eastman on the near side. Eastman sent it around for McMurphy. McMurphy now from behind the net over to Eastman. Eastman back to Lebowski. Great work here by the Storm. Lebowski up top. Hutton with a shot. Missed the net wide. Eastman finding the rebound on the near side. Keeping it alive to McMurphy. McMurphy sent it in deep. Kivihome, he was back on his feet, got it to the far side. Alex Jackstat almost overskated it. Back to neutral ice very slowly. Got it to the red line and sent it into the Storm. And now it's Gomez who's going to try to bring it right back. Gomez ahead out of his own zone. Past the red line. Gomez into the zone. Leaves it there for Mayer, who's back onto the ice. Milan in deep. Milan got overskated the puck. Left it for Hutchison. Hutchison back down low. Hutchison behind the net. Looking in front. Up top, he goes to Schultz. Schultz with a shot. Save made. Rebound. Hutchison had a swipe at it but couldn't get a shot off. Now Milan keeps it alive behind the net. 6.5 minutes to go. Storm have been pressuring the force. Have not been able to get another goal. Tri-City leading 4-3. And Tri-City was offside. They had to tag up. Couldn't touch the puck. Now Fargo's got it. The force moving up ice. Through neutral ice. Into the zone onside. Hines down low. Hines behind the net. To the center. Loose puck. Backhand shot was blocked by Hutchison. Now Kivihome had it. Berger got it to Hutchison. Hutchison throws it forward. Mayer trying to race after it. But Fargo able to take control. Now Curry takes it back. Mayer to Berger. And it's sent in. It's sent out of play. And a stoppage with 5:53 to go in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City Storm. That's the kind of game they want to play. They're leading 4-3, but all the action down into the Fargo end. Great shifts by the Storm's fourth line, Hutchison, Milan, and Mayer. All three working hard here tonight. Looking for the longest wearing, best performing light truck tires on the road today? Look no further than the Big O, Bigfoot Tire Lines. Available in aggressive traction tread designs like the Bigfoot XT or the smooth-riding, high-mileage Bigfoot AT, you're sure to find a great tire at a great price. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. So, the Storm with the lead. Just under 6 minutes to go in this game. 4-3 the score. Faceoff will be in neutral ice. Tri-City just outside of their own zone. Storm have outshot Fargo 29-25 in the game. Highlighted by outshooting the Fargo Force 15-6 in the second period. Fargo's got the edge in the third, 5-4. Officials having a discussion with Gray and Curry here before the puck drop. Faceoff is won by Fargo. And Jago is into the zone on the far side. Shot was blocked by Hutton, and Wilkie's off to the races on the far side. Wilkie into the zone. Shot, save made by Jensen. Nice job by Wilkie there. You don't know what to do? Put it on net. Never know what's going to happen. Now an offensive zone faceoff for Tri-City with 5:38 to go here in the Big O Tires. Third period. 4-3 lead for the Tri-City Storm. Storm led 3-1 after one period in the second. Both teams got one goal. And in the third, the only goal on the power play for Garrett Gray. 2:09 in for Fargo. Mayer is tossed out of the circle. Another shift here for the Mayer, Milan, and Hutchison line. Faceoff is scrummed to the far side. Milan with control. But it's taken by Fargo. Player went down. Penalty coming on Tri-City. 5:30 to go in the game, and penalty is upcoming here to the Storm. So, a big opportunity miling into the box for Tri-City, and the Fargo Force will now have an opportunity for a power play storm to the GNC penalty kill for the next 2 minutes. This is Fargo's second power play opportunity of the period and third of the game. They're 1-for-2 thus far. Faceoff is won by Fargo, but out of the zone. Ghaffari couldn't keep it in. And Neil Goff has it now forward to Mikey Isamont. Isamont circling in his own end, bringing it past the red line. Isamont into the storm end. Got past McMurphy, threw one wide of the net. Far side, Ghaffari threw to the center, deflected off of Schultz's stick to the corner in the near side. Two Fargo Force players, but Schultz playing well with them. And McMurphy, great hard-working effort getting the puck out. Here's Lebosky with a shot. And it may have went high. I don't know if it hit off the mask of Jensen, but it looks like it went high into the netting, stopping play. We are inside the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints. With locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 4:55 to go here in this game. These guys love it in the booth here when I'm talking about the Diamond Vogel Final Five. As Fargo has possession off the faceoff, they send it in deep. On the far side, Poganski. Gardner couldn't handle it. Now behind the net, it's Hines. Gardner trying to swipe at it, almost poke checked it away. Hines controls, though. Leaves it in the corner. Deflected up and into the storm bench off of Jago. It was deflected by Valisano. Hit Jago and then went out of play. To no avail, officials still going to keep the faceoff in the storm end as the puck never established any presence outside of the storm end. Minute and 3 seconds to go on a Milan penalty for tripping. Faceoff to the left of Johansson in the storm end. Storm trying to win the faceoff forward and get it out, but it was kept in by Fargo. Now McDonald around on the far side. Up top to Ghaffari at the left point. On the near side to Jago. Almost lost it, but kept it alive to Mears Moore. Moore down low. It was lost by McDonald to Schultz. Schultz, though, couldn't control it enough to get it out, and it's kept in. Kivihome. Kivihome on the far side. Down low on the goal line for Fargo here. And a shot and a score. What a shot by Tyler Hines. Hines, from an impossible angle, beats Johansson, and we have a tie game with 4 minutes and 1 second to go. Hines is pumped up right now, and the Force have tied it. Second power play goal of the period, and that is where the Storm have shot themselves in the foot tonight on the power play for Fargo. Two power play goals in the third, and I cannot believe Tyler Hines on that shot. What a shot from Hines. From an impossible angle, he beat Johansson, who looked like he was in good position, somehow roofs it into the back of the net, and we have a tie game. Fargo with a lot of momentum here. As they brought the puck in offside, here's Valisano on the far side for Tri-City. Valisano from the circle, the shot deflected away by Jensen. Freitag keeps it in. Freitag calling for it, but it's taken away. Poganski tried to keep it in, he does. Poganski now on the far side of the center, just deflected wide. Now on the near side, Freitag keeping it in, but it's kept in by Fargo, and now Freitag banks it right down low. Storm tag up. Valisano, the one man in to forecheck. 3:20 to go here in the third. Fargo with the puck. Moving forward now. Zerbin got stopped at the line. Storm take it. It's Lebosky to the races. Lebosky gets caught. Stops. Puts it in deep. Nice job by Lebosky. Eastman turned it over to Kivihome behind the net. And Fargo with possession. Eastman trying to win it back. He got it back to Storm possession, but it neutralized. Gomez will hold it now to Eastman. Eastman able to take it forward now and leave it to Schultz. Schultz on the near side, Gomez. Gomez banked it forward. Eastman tried to get it in deep, couldn't. And Gomez got it back to Schultz. Schultz got it forward, McMurphy. McMurphy shot it into the Fargo end. Lebosky able to play it on the far side, takes a hit. Lebosky took that hit, and Fargo player looked at the official as if he was wondering if there would be a penalty, but Lebosky ends up with control to McMurphy in the center. Loose puck! And they blow the whistle, The goaltender, Jensen, never even close to having possession. And the official blows the whistle. Jensen dove for the puck. And the official blows the whistle immediately. Unbelievable. The puck was pretty much free the entire time. Lebowski threw it to the center for McMurphy. McMurphy just going after the puck, and Eastman dug it out of there. Jensen didn't even close to have control of the puck. So we get a stoppage. The faceoff is still in the Fargo end to Jensen's left. And Fargo wins the faceoff. It's out to neutralize Gardner. Backhands it in deep. 2:16 to go in this game here in the Big O Tires third and the Diamond Vogel final five. Fargo with possession. Hines, who has the game-tying goal, shoots it in deep. Johansson around the near side. Moved by Milan. Taken by Kiwi Holme. Poke checked away by Hutchison. Here's Milan, leaving it for Hutchison. Storm with a rush. Hutchison into the zone. Center for Mayer. Stops on the goal line, taking off the puck, but it's kept in by Kerr on the far side. Down low, Milan, first man there. Got it to Mayer. Mayer stops, shoots. Save made by Jensen. Got out there with the glove. Now it's Hutchison in the center. Leaves it for Gardner at the left point. He shoots it down to Milan with a shot. Save made, Jensen. Rebound is loose in front of the net. And it's taken by Fargo now. Minute and a half to go in the game. 90 seconds left. Fargo with possession. Past the red line. Shooting it in deep to the Storm end. Gardner with it. No Fargo players even in the Storm end. Gardner's able to skate. But send it behind Berger. Berger will recover and send it into the Fargo end, and we've got an icing. Tri-City icing the puck here with 1:08 to go. Berger, not sure if he knew where he was on the ice, ices the puck, and now we've got a faceoff in the Storm end. And we get a timeout here as Fargo's got an offensive zone faceoff. In a tie game, 4-4, 1:08 to go in regulation. Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force are tied here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. What a game it has been. We'll recap it for you here with 1:08 to go. Storm had a 3-1 lead after the first. Goals from Valisano, Eastman, and Milan in that first period. Goal for Fargo for Andrew Zerbin, and we had a 3-1 Storm lead after one. Same thing as last night. Storm in the second period, though, this time took a 4-1 lead. Poganski from Valisano and Fritz making it 4-1. But Fargo has scored three straight. Mikey Isimon from Tyler Hines at 11:03. Derek Gray on the power play from Boutros Ghaffari in the third at 2:09. And then Hines, an unbelievable goal on the power play at 15:59, roofing the puck from an impossible angle. Tyler Hines has tied this game. And it's a situation here in front of Johansson. Scrum four on the near side off the draw. Berger gets it up and out of the zone. Poganski took a hit from Jago. And now Valisano's flying on the far side. Got it into the Fargo end. Poganski almost created a turnover, but now it's Fargo the other way. Kiwi Holme just able to backhand it in deep to the Storm end. Puck bouncing around behind the Storm net. It's Hutton on the far side. Hutton controlling it. Got it up the wall. And here's Tri-City with it. It's Valisano. Valisano into the zone. Actually never got in the zone. Tried to get in the zone, but decided not to. Big hit on Schultz. As Schultz got it into the zone, Fargo with it under control in their own zone, 25 seconds to go in the game. Force with the puck, moving on the near side, it's all the way down to the Storm end. Icing waved off, Isimont wins the race. Kevin Kerr trying to get in deep, 10 seconds to go in the game. Kerr pinning his man into the wall, Mayer trying to come in, he takes a look at the clock, 5 seconds to go here in regulation. Down low, Fargo with one more chance. Up top, Neil Goff fans on a shot, and we will go to overtime. Overtime at the Viero Event Center. A 4-4 game. Three periods, not enough. Tri-City led in this one 4-1. It'll take an extra 5 minutes and potentially a shootout to decide this one. We'll take a break here and come back with the overtime period next at the Viero Event Center.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force tied 4-4 as we head to overtime here at the Viero Event Center. 4-4 game in the first meeting of the season between these two teams. We'll go 4-on-4 for 5 minutes. The Storm win the faceoff to start overtime, and Garrett Gomez will control back to Kevin Kerr. Storm going from left to right in the overtime period. Fargo Force from right to left. Storm turning over a neutral ice, and here comes Fargo. Isimont shoots. Save made by Johansson. Nice save by Johansson. Isimont, dangerous player for Fargo. Had a good opportunity there. Now it's Gomez for Tri-City, trying to move forward here. Gomez past the red line into the zone. Gomez stops, holding, shooting. It just trickled wide. Poganski gets tackled from behind, but picking up the puck was Valisano, trying to centering pass, knocked away. Now Fargo with it. Isimont to the center, knocked out to Gomez in neutral ice, back to Schultz on the far side. Schultz sweeps it in deep. In deep into the Fargo end. Jensen to the far side now. Tri-City got a couple players off. Lebosky doing a great job on the forecheck as we're 1 minute into the overtime. 4-4 the score, looking for a winner. Fargo wraps it around the wall, kept in by Schultz on the far side. Lebosky in the far side corner. Got it forward to McMurphy down low. McMurphy with a great move to get around his man. Out in front, Lebosky couldn't get a shot off. McMurphy with a power move to the front. Played back by Fargo now and C.J. Hayes. Hayes left it on the back end for Tanner Jago. Got it forward to Andrew McDonald. McDonald's had some good looks in this game but hasn't gotten one past. Johansson takes a hit from Schultz. Loose puck from Milan now behind the Storm end. Milan loses it on the far side, though, to Hines. Up top, Goff over to Moore with a shot. Was blocked by Hutton. Moore gets it back. Moore in deep. Down low to McDonald. McDonald on the far side for Hines. Hines, who has the tying goal in this game, got it back to McDonald. Now up top for Neil Goff. He got around Lebosky. Goff to the center for Moore. Couldn't handle it. Picked it up off the boards. Back up top for Goff with a shot. Johansson there with the glove. Jacob Johansson makes the glove save and hangs on. 2 minutes gone by in a 5 minute overtime. Three to go. Tri-City in this game had a lead. Fargo has tied it. We're tied 4-4 in overtime. Shots on goal, Storm in a lead in that category, 35-26. Face off in the Storm end to the right of Johansson. Face-off won by Tri-City, and it's Gomez. Gomez now got it forward to Berger. Berger leaves it for Kerr.
Kerr in the neutral ice. Sent it on the near side. Gomez shot it on net. A save made by Jensen. Had trouble controlling it, but he does smother it to stop play. 2:48 to go in the extra frame. Overtime records, by the way. Tri-City 1-0 in overtime. Their only overtime win was Joel Esperance against Youngstown in December. Storm are 4-2 in a shootout if we get there. Fargo is 1-1 in overtime, 1-4 in a shootout. Face-off in the Fargo end. Mayer on the draw. Trying to win it forward behind the net. Hutchison shoots. Hits the outside of the net. I don't know if it was saved by Jensen. Mayer with a shot, and Jensen able to cover up and hang on. Whistle blows. Great work off the faceoff. Mayer winning it forward. Hutchison getting a chance. Mayer and Hutchison grinding it out tonight. 2:41 to go in overtime. 4-4 the score. Mayer at the center for Storm as it's won by Fargo here on the faceoff. And Neil Goff on the near side loops it all the way out to neutral ice and back into the Storm end as he got hit. Kevin Kerr recovers and gets it to Gomez up the near side. Gomez over to Mayer. Mayer settles it down for Kerr. Kevin Kerr past the red line into the zone. Kerr on the far side of the center for Mayer. It went behind him. And here's Fargo force. Isimont trying to get it to Jackstat. Turned over to Gomez, who just punched it back past the red line to the Fargo side of things. Fargo just have to shoot it in here as they were offside. 2 minutes to go in overtime. Gomez, little move to get by Hayes. Now on the near side, Eastman got room. Eastman in onside. Had the puck roll off his stick for a second. Got hit by Jago. Lost his stick, but continues to hold the puck in the corner. And Freitag finds it. Freitag down low. Taken down. Shot. Save made by Jensen. Freitag had Schultz wide open on the doorstep. And Jensen made the save. Schultz didn't look like he got too much on the shot. Great move by Freitag down low. Kid's a player, I'm telling you. Freitag here on the goal line. Great hands to get it by one man. Got pulled down, had it, and Schultz shot it right back into Jensen, who made the save. 1:40 to go in overtime. Face off to the left of Fargo netminder, Jensen. Valisano on the draw for Tri-City. Valisano against Hines. Faceoff is won by Fargo. Jago couldn't get it out. It's Schultz. Schultz shoots. Deflection wide of the net. Valisano on the near side now. Down low Poganski. Poganski on the near side wall. Trying to pry it free. Lost the puck, but poked it off a Morris stick. Valisano with a diving shot and a save made by Jensen. Now Poganski into the corner again against Moore. Poganski with possession, trying to get past Moore. The power of Poganski to the center, and he was stopped. And now a loose puck taken back by Valisano. He's got room. He shoots, save, Jensen. Rebounds loose, and Jensen covers up. 1:02 to go. Storm had some looks here in overtime. Valisano and Poganski powerful down low, creating chances. Trying to get to the net, but Jensen has been good here in the latter stages of this game. After letting up a few he'd want back, he has been solid here in the second half of this game. Storm have not scored since the middle of the second. Faceoff is won by Fargo. Minute to go in overtime. The Force have it on the near side. It's Jackstat. Jackstat past the red line. Takes a shot. Johansson makes the save. Big rebound. Kevin Kerr poked it in the near side corner, and Gomez will recover and set things up on the near side. Lebowski. Lebowski out of the zone, past the red line, into the offensive zone. Lebowski shoots. It was blocked into the corner. Curry able to get it, but it got taken off of Curry's stick, and here's a 3-on-2. Curry's got to hurry to get back. He does to make it a 3-on-3. Here's Fargo with a chance. Johansson with a save. Rebound is kept in by Hunter Warner. Shot was blocked by Curry. 26 seconds to go in overtime. Down low, Gomez sends it into the far side corner. Kerr with possession here. Kerr lofts it out, but no chance for the Storm to get a rush up ice here. There's just 13 seconds left, and it's Fargo with it. Isimont lost it to Kerr. Kerr got it out of the zone. Curry doesn't have any energy. He's got to get to the bench. There's just 5 seconds left. Fargo with Isimont
shoved by Kerr. Final seconds, poked off Eisenman's stick into the corner by Berger, and we will have a shootout. Shootout at the Viero Event Center. 4-4 the score after 65 minutes. 40-30 shots on goal, Storm in favor of the Force by 10 shots. A shootout is coming your way next after a quick break here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force are headed to a shootout here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. 4-4 is the score here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Let's get your records in the shootout again. Tri-City is 4-2 in a shootout this season. Fargo is 1-4 in the shootout. So opposite records here. Jacob Johansson has been the netminder for a lot of those shootouts for the Storm, and he's got experience in this setting. Brandon Jensen for Fargo has also had some experience in these shootouts. Ice is fresh off the Zamboni cut down the center. Johansson will head out to my left. Jensen will head out to my right. Attendance tonight, 2185 here at the Viero Event Center. So it is a shootout here at the Viero Event Center. Storm had a 4-1 lead in this game, but Fargo scored three consecutive late in the game. Storm have not scored against Jensen since 9:25 of the second period, and it's a shootout here for game one of a two-game set here today and tomorrow afternoon between these two teams. So, as we get set to go here, again, shots on goal finished 40-30 for Tri-City. So they had a lot of opportunities. In late game, they had good looks. Jensen made some good saves. So, we're just waiting now for the officials to give the go-ahead here in the shootout. It'll be interesting to see who Jim Holton goes with here. Wilkie hasn't seen much ice time at all here late in this game, as he has not had a good night. And he's been a big player in the shootout for the Storm. The first shooter will be the man who tied the game, Tyler Hines. Hines, one of those hard-working talent players who will be headed to Union College for his collegiate hockey career, and he's got the puck. A lot of speed on Johansson. He stops, holds, shoots, and a save by Johansson. Jacob Johansson stayed with Hines the entire way and gets the stop to start the shootout. It'll be Connor Valisano for Tri-City. And Valisano, the first shooter here in the first round for Tri-City. Valisano moving in on Jensen. He gets to the forehand, shoots, and Jensen makes the save. Not much of a move from Valisano. Jensen was just retreating in his crease as Valisano got close. And Jensen makes the save on Valisano, went with the forehand. We're scoreless here in the second round. Andrew Zerbin scored the first goal tonight. Zerbin shoots, and a save, Johansson. Zerbin made a move, went forehand, and tried to sweep it in on the far side post, and Johansson kept his left pad there to deny that one. Now Wilkie will get a shot here, and Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie holding, shooting, missed the net wide. Wilkie had the net on the right side, and the puck rolled off his stick, and he misses. So defenseman Teemu Kivihalme will take this shot. Scoreless to the third round. Kivihalme moving it on Johansson. He fakes, and a save by Johansson. Kivihalme trying to sweep it in with a backhand. Johansson's 3-for-3. And now it'll be Dan Lebosky with a chance to win it for Tri-City. Lebosky is ready. With the puck at center ice, he's moving forward. Lebosky moves in, shoots, and a save made by Jensen. Lebosky had it almost roll off his stick, got control, got a backhand shot, but Jensen got a piece of it with the glove. We head to the fourth round, where we'll see Mikey Eisemont. Mikey Eisemont in on Johansson. He shoots, and a save made by the Swedish netminder Johansson. Turns aside, another shot. And now Cody Mylan with a chance to win it. Mylan is 1-for-1 in his Storm career. And we'll see what he's got here. Mylan with the puck. Moving in on Jensen. Mylan shoots backhand, hits the post. Mylan hits the crossbar, and the puck came down and almost went into the net. But no go. Mylan with a nice move. Same move he went with a couple nights ago against Des Moines when he was able to win a game in a shootout for Tri-City. Fifth round, C.J. Hayes for Fargo. Hayes in on Johansson, scores. C.J. Hayes goes bar down with a forehand shot. And it's now up to Chase Berger for Tri-City to try to keep this alive in the fifth round. Berger with a chance to keep things going. Has the puck now. Berger in on the netminder, shoots and misses the net. And Fargo has gotten their eighth win of the season, defeating the Storm 5-4 in a shootout. Tri-City able to score 4 goals in the first half of the game. No goals in the second half of the game. And that includes a shootout in which goaltender Brandon Jensen stops all 5 of the Storm shooters that he faced. A tale of 2 halves for Tri-City. And they fall in a shootout, picking up 1 point. 5-4 the score tonight. We'll take a break and come back for the Old Chicago post-game show next here on The Breeze 94.5.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
For 3 generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at PapaJohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm dropped this one in a shootout to the Fargo Force. 5-4, the final score. Tri-City picks up a point on the game, but when you're ahead 4-1, middle of the second period, it's not exactly good news for the Storm here as the game finishes with a score 5-4. We're here on the Breeze for the Old Chicago post-game show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games with the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. And Tri-City Storm loses to the Fargo Force. Final score, 5-4 in a shootout. And Tri-City, again, had a 3-1 lead after one, took a 4-1 lead in the second period. Austin Pogansky scoring a goal from Connor Valisano, and an assist was added to Daniel Fritz at 9:25. Fritz's first Storm point. And the Storm had a 4-1 lead at that time. But Fargo scored three consecutive to close out this game. Mikey Isamont from Tyler Hines at 11:03 the second period made it a 4-2 game headed to the third. And in the third, Fargo scores two power play goals, one from Garrett Gray. Assist goes to Boutros Ghaffari at 2:09. And then Tyler Hines with an unbelievable shot from the goal line on the power play at 15:59. Just about 4 minutes to go when Fargo tied it. Storm had chances late in the game in overtime. Outshot Fargo 6-4 in overtime, but could not find the winner in overtime. And then in the shootout, five shooters for Tri-City come up empty. For Fargo, it took them five shots, but C.J. Hayes beat Jacob Johansson, and the Force won in the shootout. Earlier goals for Tri-City, Connor Valisano on the power play from Austin Pogansky and Dan Lebosky. Kyle Eastman from Dan Lebosky and Ryan McMurphy at 6:08 of the first period. And then Cody Milan from Nick Hutchison and Drew Mayer at 19:46. Storm go 1 of 7 on the power play tonight. Fargo 2 of 3. Those two power play goals late in the game, the deciding factor to bring it to overtime. Tri-City outshoots Fargo 40-30 during this game up until the shootout. Jacob Johansson made 26 saves and Brendan Jensen made 36 saves. And that's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Old Chicago Post Game Show and come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
All right, guys, it's sports season.
Yes, sir.
Time to rip open a case of Budweiser and cheer so loud you can hear yourself on TV. Because there's nothing better than watching our nation's greatest athletes with the nation's greatest athlete watchers. Like the hero that makes sure there's never a dent in the nachos. Because it's nacho cheese, gentlemen. It's everybody's cheese. So get the guys over and let's watch ball. Great time to wait. Grab some butts.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin here in the old Chicago postgame show. Tri-City Storm dropped this one 5-4 in a shootout to the Fargo Force. And I am now joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here in the old Chicago postgame show. Coach, initial thoughts here after the game?
Very unimpressed. It's inexcusable to joke to lose that game.
Tri-City had the lead 4-1 in that game, obviously, and so obviously a frustration there in the second half. What would you describe happened in the second half?
We just didn't respond to any pressure. We owned the game. It was all ours. Absolutely inexcusable. They score from below the goal line, right from our goaltender on out. We didn't get the job done. We didn't respond to pressure.
And earlier in the game, you guys were having a lot of success, and in the second period, you outshoot them 15-6, and that's when you controlled the game and doing what you kind of said, cycling, grinding below the circles, and that's obviously was emphasized by the fourth line, and you obviously kept sending them out there because you were liking what you were seeing from Drew Mayer and company.
Yeah, we got some great mileage. I mean, we didn't play a god-awful game. We just didn't respond to pressure when it counted. We take a bad penalty 200 feet from our own net, just like we did last night, and it ends up in a bad goal in our net. Jacob has to make that save 10 times out of 10. The guy's feet are on the goal line. Okay, the other power play goal. They have the worst power play in the league, and I think they scored 3 goals on us. I mean, that can't happen. That is a recipe to lose each and every single night.
Now, and also earlier, as we were talking, the game very similar to what happened last night against Lincoln. And so is that part of why this is even more frustrating? Because the recipe kind of was the same as yesterday?
Well, I don't know if it makes it any more frustrating. What's bothering me is we're creeping back into old habits. When I first got here, I didn't think we worked smart at all. And that's exactly our big thing in the intermission was talked about. Playing smart, working together. Okay, it's not enough just to work hard. That might impress the fans, but you know what? Running around like a chicken with your head cut off isn't constructive to winning hockey games. And that's what happens. When we hit adversity now with this group, we work hard, but we're not constructive. We don't work together. We don't work within the system. And that's the frustrating part for me. I can handle losing with effort when we play within our system. But when we start to splinter and take too much on ourselves, that's when it gets frustrating.
Expecting any lineup changes or anything for tomorrow? Obviously, a quick turnaround, something you guys have seen before, but at home here this time, you get a night in your own beds before you regroup for tomorrow.
Well, we're pretty limited in our options. We'll sit down and rehash, and I'll check the injury report. I think we came out clean tonight, so we'll wait. Hayden will be in tomorrow. That was our planned rotation anyways, but we'll see if we'll tweak the lineup at all going in. You know what, obviously, I'm frustrated right now, and I'm venting it a little bit. It wasn't all awful. We did a lot of good things, but we just can never seem to help ourselves at the key moment, the same as last night. 2-goal lead, if you push it to 3. Tonight we did, and then we give one up right away, too. We just can never seem to help ourselves. We keep shooting ourselves in the foot, and collectively that's causing us all frustration.
Jim Holton joining us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Coach, definitely some frustration here in the booth for me as well, trying to describe the game, and I think for the fans, showing that, like you said, the work, hard work is there, and there's certain players that have been working hard and creating opportunities, and you have 40 shots on net tonight. Obviously, the chances were there, but again, giving up a lead and not able to bear down and make the smart plays when the game was on the line.
Well, it's killer instinct. Good teams have it. Mediocre teams struggle to get it. And right now, we've exhibited that a lot. It reminds me of my first couple home games here against Omaha. We lack that killer instinct that comes with the confidence. And maybe that's something that has to start in training camp and you build it in and you work on out. But we've had it at periods of time and we've lost it at periods of time. And, you know, it's a collective confidence, but it's not a light switch that you can turn on. To me, you have to play within your system and you get a couple wins to feel good about yourself. So at this point, we have to wipe the slate clean and focus in on tomorrow and build the rest of the month out of that.
All right, well, we will talk to you tomorrow. Quick turnaround. Tomorrow's game, 3.05 p.m., an afternoon Sunday Funday here at the Viero Event Center. Jim Holton, thanks for joining us here on the Old Chicago Post Game.
Thanks, Jared.
Final score once more, 5-4 Fargo in a shootout here on the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Let's get you the three stars of the game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm, the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Three stars. Third star for Fargo goes to C.J. Hayes, picks up the winner in the shootout. Nice move to beat Jacob Johansson and break a scoreless shootout tie in the fifth round. Second star to Tyler Hines, scores the game-tying goal in the waning minutes of the third period and had a great assist as well in this game. Really all over the place. Tyler Hines had an assist on Mikey Isamont's goal for the second Fargo goal of the night. And really nice moves from Hines, one of the leaders on this Fargo team, one of the older players, and he's the second star tonight. First star, Austin Poganski of Tri-City. Poganski was great all around the night, creating chances all over the place. He scored a goal where it was a power move to the net and finished a play. Also had a great first assist on an early goal by Connor Valisano. Austin Poganski, your first star of the night. Now time for the Dent Popper Grinder of the night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Kyle Eastman will be given the grinder of the night tonight. Eastman able to score a goal and had a fight tonight. Doing a great job. Eastman working on a line with McMurphy and Lebosky. Very good, hard-working effort from Eastman. Also want to give a shout-out to the Tri-City Storm's fourth line of Nick Hutchison, Cody Milan, and Drew Mayer. Really an overall great game. Generating chances on the offensive end below the circles. Always around the net. Hard hitting. Hutchison dropped the gloves. Really just a great game for that line. And they deserve to be recognized in the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night as well. Final check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Final scores here in the USHL. Dubuque over Team USA 5-3. Indiana over Chicago 4-1. Des Moines with a comeback victory in overtime over Youngstown 4-3. Muskegon defeats Waterloo in a shootout 3-2. Sioux Falls defeated Sioux City 3-2. Sioux Falls with a nice road win at the Tyson Event Center there. Lincoln holds off Cedar Rapids 5-2 on the road in the stable. Green Bay defeats Omaha 5-2. Not a lot of time to rest for these two teams. They're back at it tomorrow, 3:05 start time. It's Sunday fun day at the Viero Event Center, and it should be a good one between these two teams. We just put on a show here tonight. Free ice cream sundaes going out to the fans in advance before the game. A lot of activities for the kiddies tomorrow here in Sunday fun day. Bouncy houses, face painting, the whole show here tomorrow at the Viero Event Center. We'll be with you on the Breeze 94.5 FM for a 2:45 afternoon pregame show presented by Viero Wireless. Game starts at 3:05, so quick time to regroup for the Storm. Going to try to come out and get a win tomorrow against the Fargo Force tomorrow afternoon here at the Viero Event Center. Until tomorrow, have a great night, everyone. We'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.